Tomorrow's News Today.
Well, I had Dr. Kirk Elliott on Friday, and he said that he believed by next week it would be above 3,100. There it is. He said a month ago he believed that it would be above 3,100 a month. There it is. Basically, nobody else predicted that. Just my point is my business is getting it right. My business is telling you the truth. That's what I do. Doesn't mean I'm always right, but when I'm absolutely right, and when I know I'm 100% right, I will tell you I'm 100% right. The New York Times wrote a 10,000-word, over 100-page article yesterday. The Partnership, The Secret History of the War in Ukraine. And it goes on to say the United States funded 85% of it, directed all the missiles out of Germany and out of Poland, exactly as I told you. Now, I know how the military works. I know about the weapon systems. But I also just so happen to know multiple people whose sons are in Army Special Operations, and they didn't give me classified information, but I know what their sons do, and I know that they were in Poland, and their fathers and mothers have been very upset with ulcers, and one guy had a heart attack because his son got seriously wounded fighting the Russians. I told you that 2 years ago. So I'm going to explain this again. We have been at war since February 3 years ago with Russia. Front page of the New York Times. Oh, my God, give them a Pulitzer Prize. And the reason they have this big article that we'll be going over, and the minute I saw this yesterday, and I got so busy, I wanted to read the thing first, so I did last night. And boy, did it give me a headache. People think they're getting some big knowledge in here. It's all about it's Zelensky's fault, and the Ukrainians just didn't do what we told them. You can say what you want about Zelensky. He's a bad dude and the Azov battalions. But, I mean, they're basically Russians. So, and Russians are not known to be exactly pussies in a war. So nobody's saying the Ukrainians haven't fought valiantly. And some numbers are, there's a million dead of them. Numbers are much higher than you've been hearing. Numbers of, I've got about 1,800,000 dead conservatively on both sides, total. And then you get the CIA and literally dudes at the CIA that the commanders literally wear dresses. You know, that all came out in the internal CIA, NSA, pervert chats. They're literally just sitting around talking about chopping kids' penises off all day. They're Satanist. And then they're talking about the Ukrainians. That's the ultimate leftist, though, thing, isn't it? To send a bunch of men off to die and then sit around and say how they didn't do a good job for you. So it's all about how the Ukrainians just suck. They just don't know what they're doing. That reminds me of Hitler when Berlin was surrounded, blaming the Germans for losing. So it's just over the top insane. So that's one big stack, and I'll be going over that. And they've got the draft already instated in multiple countries. They're preparing it and all the others. Germany says women need to be prepared to fight for diversity. They literally say for transgenderism, like, we need you to go have nuclear war. We need to chop the Ukrainian children's penises off. That's what it's about. It's a cult. And front page of their newspapers, we must chop the penises off. We must have nuclear war. Chop the penises. Chop the penises. Chop the penises. That's their goal. They're Satanists. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. You're past purchases have kept this on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com. For 70-something, if you are, people love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Every couple of days, you see a news article. Oh, a helicopter crashed in Europe. 7 people dead. Army soldiers. Oh, 4 Army soldiers died on the Belarus border of Ukraine. Nobody knows why they died. Oh, the Army was doing a drill in an Eastern European country, and a whole armored vehicle with, 8 people just drove off somewhere. We can't find it. We think it's disappeared in a swamp. Those are U.S. troops getting killed fighting the Russians and North Koreans in Ukraine. Just like in the first 4 years of the Vietnam War, 60 to 64, before it became official. A lot of people died in training accidents, but their families were told. Of course, they got a visit from an officer saying, here's his commendation and medals. He didn't die in a paratrooping accident. And the Russians did that to hide their losses as well in the Afghan war. It's pretty much standard procedure, but on this Tuesday, April 1st, 2025, transmission, there will be no April Fool's jokes because we're not in joking times here. President Trump is set to launch Liberation Day from globalist tariffs tomorrow. The left is doing everything they can to crash the economy. That's the big focus. Meanwhile, all eyes are on the special elections in Wisconsin and Florida. As, probably need to add an A to that S, got a typo there. As must fights on the ground to save the Republican majority in Congress. That's my typo. I wrote that 2 minutes before we went on air. Did a little too fast. Getting a little busy. So, but that's okay. I can proofread myself on air. It's a good place to do it. Total transparency. So, the New York Times put out a gigantic, almost 100-page article saying, oh, the U.S. has really been directly at war with Russia for 3-plus years, directing and running the whole thing and paying for 85% of it. Now, if you know how these weapon systems work, and if you know anybody in the military, you know what was going on. And I broke it all. It's all on record. We had the video clips 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. And I just love how now that the New York Times told us, well, this is, there'll probably be a Pulitzer Prize involved here. I mean, knowing that the U.S. funds 70% of NATO, 85% of the Ukraine war, that it takes 3, 4, 5, 6 years and the very best people to know how to run these weapon systems properly, depending on the system, that it was U.S. forces there in the command bases, on the forward observation systems, behind enemy lines, spy operations, HUMET, and there have been a lot of U.S. casualties. And a lot of British, and a lot of French, and a lot of Dutch, and a lot of Swedish, and on, a lot of Poles, and a lot of Romanians. And Slovakia didn't want to send troops, so their leader got 4 bullets pumped into him, but he survived. And Orban survived, so they're not sending troops. And Romania tried to not send troops or take them back. Of course, they just canceled the election. And now Poland's set to have an election and get out of the war. So the EU said yesterday, they said, we'll just cancel that too. And Le Pen said, she's way ahead in the presidential polls. They said, oh, the judge finds you guilty of embezzlement campaign funds. It looks like you paid for dinner once on the campaign, literally, at a flight to a campaign event. Well, that's just 5 years in prison and you're banned from ever running for president. Kind of sounds like all caps tyranny, emblazoned, underlined, flaming. That's what it is. So we got all that. As they mobilize women for the draft in Europe. But when you understand that the United States is funding 80%+ of this and has the key personnel running it all, because almost all these other countries aren't in wars all the time. So that's why our military isn't just the biggest in the world. It is the best because they're constantly doing things. And in the high-level systems at the Pentagon and the CIA that actually is involved in war fighting, those sectors, all of these conflicts are called war games. I know after Vietnam, they handed out to a bunch of the war planners and people bomber jackets that said Southeast Asia War Games 1960-1975, USA, second place. I've seen it at a family reunion with my dad's Uncle Billy visiting from San Antonio. And I assure you, he wasn't pushing paper in Vietnam and other operations. So I know all about this. And what's frustrating is this is all known facts. Not just how the weapon systems work, but I, again, know multiple people whose sons have been in serious combat in the last 3 years with the Russians. But, again, I have the videos of me saying it from 2-3 years ago. Would you like me to play them? The point is, I don't make stuff up. So, we have a special guest in the second hour. Dale Comstock, one of the most famous Delta Force operators ever. And he was on, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, right before the election. And he was talking about how people he knows, former Delta Force and others in Florida, other places, have the drug cartels, they know who they are, coming and finding where they live and creating lists. Well, Sunday morning, I had a little visit with some Navy SEAL folks, and they showed me the information out of Virginia Beach where the feds busted Sinaloa cartel-connected people. They're the big, serious one that works closely with the CIA. They kind of used to balance and control the others out of Mexico. And they have other drug cartel operatives on the ground creating lists of where SEAL Team 6, Dev Group, and others live, but also others, and are creating lists of prominent people that support Trump in the media, but also government officials. Of course, I already had that from 3 weeks ago from General Flynn, former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, saying they have specific pings on specific individuals saying they're planning a communist uprising to try to drive Trump out with Hezbollah, with Hamas, with Black Lives Matter, with Antifa, and all of them, and they're planting false flags to trigger it. And specifically, Flynn didn't say this about himself, but I have it from the other sources. Flynn didn't want to put himself in the story, but Flynn was on that list as well. So they expanded the list from Trump and his family, and then now put prominent people like yours truly right at the top of the list, which I'm extremely honored. I would expect that. I mean, I'm not doing my job, obviously, if the bad guys aren't hating me. So this is real success. This is like getting a medal. I'm serious. I'm like, satisfaction is extreme. It's not pride. I'm not a proud person. It's satisfaction that the bad guys really hate me. So that means I'm doing my job. If you're in a war and the bad guy's got the biggest bounty on you, well, that means you've been sinking their ships, doesn't it? So, and that's what I'm here to do. I know exactly what I signed up for. And we are run the tables on the bad guys, but they are still striking back. And all this Tesla and doxing, that's just turning up the heat. That's just creating smoke. That's just diverting law enforcement resources away from the investigations and the indictment preparations for the deep state that's already started. So, get the deep dive on that coming up next hour. Because Dale Comstock's the first person I heard talk about this. Look up the date. When was he on? I think it was late October. It was like right October 30th. So he'll be with us today on April 1st. Okay, so I mentioned that. I want to get into the tariffs kicking in, Liberation Day. I want to get into Doge and the special election battles with Elon on the ground and how the left's trying to run this headline everywhere. That, ooh, Republicans don't like Musk. Oh, it's over for him. Oh, he's hurting them. Oh, that's because Musk is massive amounts of money, energy, information, mobilizing independent media influencers. I mean, he's second only to Trump in devastating the globalists. So they want to talk about how he's ineffectual and he's a failure and everyone's turning on him. And if, oh, the Republicans don't win these two special House elections for Walz and Gates that left Congress, one to go head up the NSA, the other scandals. If they don't win those two House seats, why, that means it's over for Musk. And oh, if Musk can't make sure this nonpartisan election, which of course it's not, super hyper leftist on the ballot for the Supreme Court there so they can gerrymander Wisconsin, the Republicans could lose the House even before the midterms in 20 months. So wherever there's a key battle, Musk is there. Most people understand that and get that's why I back Musk, I back Trump. But I see some people out there, even people I like. I ran into just, I've been looking this morning, a fellow I like out of California in San Diego. He was like, I had ChatGPT or whatever it was go through Alex Jones's broadcast and how many times he mentions Elon Musk and how many times he mentions Trump. And my God, this is pretty much sycophantic. Well, I mean, who the hell's devastating the New World Order and shutting down federal agencies and cutting off Soros, the globalists' money, and securing the borders and on the ground battling to continue expanding our beachhead? I mean, these people want to put me in prison. They want to kill me. They've already put my co-host in prison. They've already done so much stuff out. You've never even heard about 10% of it. So you bet your ass I am excited about Musk and Trump. I mean, would you rather have had Kamala and all the stuff they were planning? You understand that this is all a psyop, folks. RFK Jr. is not really good. Go back to sleep. Oh, everybody's disillusioned. Trump's not really doing anything. Trump is outperforming what I thought he could get done. So I am proud to back President Trump. I am proud and energetic to back Musk. Because they are irrevocably devastating the globalists, dismantling them, and intellectually and culturally and spiritually destroying them where they'll never be able to reconstitute these operations and programs. Because wokeism is such a psychological warfare brainwashing system that's so outrageous because it's meant to, once you accept two men can have a baby, we're going to brainwash your kids secretly and fast track them to be castrated and chemically sterilized and all the rest of it. I mean, if you'll put up with stuff like that, that's just a litmus test, you'll do anything. But once people call it and have the courage and stand up against the boycotts and the attacks and the death threats and the lawfare and the indictments, and, oh, of course we got illegals voting, and of course we're going to do all of this ridiculous stuff, once you call it, people go, yeah, that is ridiculous. That is out of control. Yeah, I'm not going to support that. I mean, again, we have won a crescendo of key battles. But the main battle is happening right now. They are passing laws all over the Western world to bring in tyranny that would make communist China blush. And those countries are coordinating with the big banks to attack the United States and try to shut down our economy. I told you this months ago, now it's Wall Street Journal exclusive today. Over $2 trillion has flooded out in the last 69, 70 days because of Trump. And many experts say it could be the end in a new depression because of Trump, and that he'll be driven from office during civil unrest this summer. That's the plan. That's why I harp and harp and harp and harp. And the false flag of an illegal alien demonstration is coming, like night's coming tonight and dawn tomorrow. So, I got lots of leftist acting stupid, lots of entertaining, you know, crazy stuff. And I'm just here to hammer where we are and go over the facts of that. So let's do this first. Only the Supreme Court is co-equal to the executive and the legislative. The judicial branch in the federalist system is only co-equal at the supreme courts of the states and federal. That's why in a state government with your state constitution, you have the governor and the legislature, and if the cities and counties follow the laws, they can operate as a sub-political jurisdiction. But as soon as they don't do that, they can be overridden. Just like when Austin wouldn't have police because they defunded them, they sent in the state police. That's just a fact of our system. But because the public has been made, on average, so incredibly politically illiterate, you have these hundreds of district federal judges created by Congress in 1788. And the Federalist Papers clearly give their power to serve at Congress's leisure for individual disputes. You have to have a class action suit as a group if you want to try to change some policy, corporate or government. So these federal judges are magistrates. They're not even judges. They're magistrates. They're arbitrators. And they have done more injunctions against Trump in the last administration and this one than all injunctions in history, times many times. There's been like 22 injunctions in the 240-something years before. And now there's been hundreds. And it's, I mean, they're going to tell the president who he can fire at the CIA? Really, where's that in the Constitution? They're going to tell the Secretary of Defense, who serves under the president, who serves for the people, what the training requirements are for how much somebody's got to be able to carry or shoot. Or they got to be able to tie their shoelaces or wipe their asses. They're going to do what? No. They don't have jurisdiction over that. And that's a fact. In the Constitution and in Article 3 and other articles. And I'm going to come back in a moment. And I'm going to play you a powerful short little video of Senator Kennedy. He's got to be my favorite senator. I mean, I like Rand Paul. He's intellectual, very smart. But Kennedy is smart and just funny as hell. John Kennedy. God, imagine having him for grandpa. Cool guy, man. They don't make him really like that anymore, do they? I tell you. God, when I was young, there were so many old characters, man, like that. Texas. Both my grandfathers. They weren't as funny as him, but they were as smart as him. But when we come back, he just destroys them. And you can go look it up. It's a fact. They have zero power. But they are unelected tyrants in their black robes. And the whole media just pretends like they're allowed to do this. They just pretend. Just like we're supposed to pretend two men can have a baby, there's no X and Y chromosomes. Just like we're supposed to pretend communism works great. Just like we're supposed to pretend that for the last 60-plus years, really started 80 years ago but accelerated, we've gone from having the greatest tariffs in the world that made us the most rich in the world per capita to the worst tariff system in the world. I mean, some of the tariffs are 700% against us from China and Japan and Europe. The average tariff in Canada is 100% on us. We don't have jack crap on them. And then the corporate media's gaslighting job is to try to convince you and me that that's fair. Oh, my God, he's going to crash the economy. While they're trying to get all the money out of the country, out of the stock market, while they're doing all the put options and running around, everybody's dead, the economy's over, run to the hills. And what did Raskin and Carbull and Podesta say? They said it 4 years ago. They lost. We're going to crash the market and burn the country down and drive him out of power. And when it looked like he was going to win 4 months ago, they said, we're going with that plan again on TV. I played the clips probably 100 times. I'm not going to play them again. And I see people online. I don't know if Alex is right this time. I don't know if they'll really try that. Have you looked at all the Republican headquarters and stuff getting burned down? Have you looked at all the Tesla things getting firebombed, everybody getting attacked, and women getting beat up in their cars, and people getting their houses shot up because they got a Tesla? That's called terrorism, folks. We're going to break. I'm going to play the Kennedy thing and get into all this. Listen. If you ever do one thing, listen to me. Methyl blue is an amazing thing. Even the WHO calls it one of the greatest medicines ever created. Well, we don't sell it as a medicine. It's a supplement. But it cleans out your mitochondria, gives you incredible energy depending on how your mitochondria are activated. And if you got problems with mitochondria, it's going to be insane, and most people do. But if you're super healthy and don't have mitochondrial issues, a lot of it's genetic, you're just going to feel really clean, pure, focused energy with no letdown. If you got mitochondrial issues, which obviously my doctors told me I did from genetic testing, and then I took it, and my Lord, I took it Thursday and haven't taken any more because I don't need it. That's what they say. They say if you take a little bit, it makes you feel great. Might go a week. Don't take it again. Get yours now, the very best, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You will be impressed. Get the ultimate turmeric formula. Get it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So if you don't study military affairs and don't have sources, you just hear me say, and I give you the facts, for 3 years that U.S. troops are running the war and that U.S. satellites and command bases in Poland and Germany are directing the attacks. We already know what bases over there do it. I've already named them. I've got videos of what I did 2 years ago. And here's the New York Times admitting it. We've really been directly at war with the Russians for 3 years, and it's the Ukrainians' fault we didn't beat them. Yeah, right. Because the Russians, it's their ground, and they've been out producing weapons 3-1, and they're willing to die. That's why. Just like Napoleon and Hitler ran into that steel wall. You imagine the Russians tried to come over here, even as lazy and dumb on average as we got, and we kicked their ass because it's our country. Couldn't beat the Vietnamese with all our weapons because it was their country, and they were pissed off. So it's just so frustrating. And now what's left of NATO wants to go officially to war with them without the United States. They're trying to drag us in. That's coming up. But getting back to where I was on, the reason I mentioned that is people that don't know military affairs or have sources hear that. They go, oh, yeah, right. But I'm on record. The only person over and over again, other than like General Flynn, and he knows all the secret stuff. He just goes, well, yeah, right, Alex, you're right. But I haven't signed national security agreements. I'm a journalist. So I'll say whatever I want. I don't blame Flynn and people that know all the secret stuff and you know, can't tell you. But it's the same thing with Article 3 judges. They 100% have zero authority by themselves to block executive actions of the president. All they have is class action suits, and there's no standing to block what Trump's doing because it's all been looked at as constitutional, like securing the border. There's nothing in the Constitution more stated than border security. In the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776, a long time before 1788, 89, when we finally got the country set up that was that much wrangling, had to first beat the British and then spend many years getting it together. And the Bill of Rights is what held it up for 4 or 5 years till they got the states to agree on that. It was so important. That overrides anything that they try to twist in the Constitution. Jefferson talked about it. The lawyers, he said, they'll twist anything. They can convince you that, you know, it's high noon, it's really midnight. It's got to be very clear. And you see how they try to twist the First Amendment, the Second, and the Fourth, and the Tenth. That's what the Tenth says. Anything not expressly in here is to the people, to the states, the people. So the idea that they try to sell that these Democrat Party, Obama, Biden, some of them still Clinton judges, saying Trump can't put troops on the border, Trump can't deport illegal aliens, Trump can't deport MS-13 is just preposterous. And now Trump can't ban men and women sports. Trump can't let the Secretary of Defense go back to the original that they got rid of 4 years ago of, no, women can have to carry a 40-pound pack, and the men have to be able to carry an 80-pound pack, and women don't have to be able to do a pull-up, but men have to do, that's all been reversed, and federal judges are trying to block that. So that's what's happening here. And Senator Kennedy absolutely destroyed them in hearings yesterday. He exposed a judicial coup against Trump administration via rogue federal judges abusing universal injunctions. Now, remember what state judges tried in Colorado and several other states, and then it was the Secretary of State in Maine just said, I'm taking Trump off the ballot. He's guilty of insurrection. He wasn't even charged with it. Much less in the state. And you notice that all got overridden because it was preposterous. A panel of judges got together in Colorado and said, you're off the ballot. So those are state judges. This is the same crap, just out of a different you-know-what. But again, the average American is starting to wake up some, but still just hears, well, they're judges. I mean, judges decide things. Did you elect these judges president? Are they sitting in the Oval Office? And look, I know our audience knows this. You're like, Alex, why are you telling us that the color blue is blue? Why are you telling us that leaves are green in the summer? I'm talking to people that don't understand this. But a lot of leftists understand this. They're just trying to fool other people they know don't know this. And before I get to Kennedy's statement or breakdown here, judge blocks Trump administration from firing CIA ODNI staffers who worked on DEI, which they set up in the last decade or so and more basically run the HR and then do litmus tests and report back to the political party, Democrats, on who needs to be targeted. And then they put you in the database, and then you start getting harassed by all the other agencies, and then, they come to you. You've got to take the COVID shot. Nobody else does. Oh, you're getting a review. You don't get promoted. You've got to get sent to extra sensitivity training. You've got to go to, till in many cases have been reported by DOJ, they were spending in many agencies up to half their time in DEI meetings. Wonder why our kids can't read and write. They spend most of their time learning about how wonderful it is to have their penises cut off. And now mommy and daddy are mean if they don't let you have this wonderful thing of having your breasts cut off. Literally. So, of course Trump has that power and that mandate. These judges have zero, 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 zero authority to do that. And when they do that, they are what? They are tyrants. They are usurpers. They are frauds. Here's Senator Kennedy talking to the Justice Department lawyers about it.
Senator, a universal injunction is what we call an order from a court enjoining the government in a way that goes beyond the parties to the case, but applies nationwide or in some cases universally to enjoin the government.
Is it sometimes referred to as a nationwide injunction?
Yes, it is, Senator.
What's the statutory basis for a federal judge issuing an order that affects people other than the parties before the court?
I'm not aware of a statutory basis, Senator.
There is no statutory basis, is there?
No, Senator.
What's the United States Supreme Court opinion which interprets the Constitution in a way that allows a federal district court judge to do this? Can you name me that case?
I'm not aware of one, Senator.
There isn't one, is there?
I'm not aware of one, Senator.
Explain to me how this works. How can a federal judge issue an order that affects everybody else other than those in front of him or her? How is that possible?
It shouldn't be possible, Senator, but district courts do it all the time. I think on the theory that the courts need to enjoin a federal policy from going into effect, and they often will enjoin it as nationwide, so all non-parties are protected by that injunction.
I thought that if you wanted to affect parties who aren't in court, you had to file a class action.
That's correct here, Senator.
So why don't the federal judges, instead of issuing a universal injunction with no legal basis, tell the plaintiff, look, you got to go file a class action if you want to impact parties who aren't subject to my court?
Senator, the Department of Justice makes that argument all the time in our briefs. I think in many cases, class actions would be inappropriate. They wouldn't, the plaintiffs couldn't satisfy Rule 23 to establish a class.
So they couldn't?
Correct.
So they prefer to ask for a universal injunction?
Yes.
Does this encourage forum shopping?
Yes, Senator. Not only does it encourage forum shopping, but also district shopping and filing multiple strategic lawsuits to find one judge that will enjoin a single policy nationwide. If you have five lawsuits, only one of those five cases needs to be successful.
Okay, we've established that there's no basis in statute and no basis in Supreme Court precedent for universal injunction. How about a common law? I mean, universal injunction is basically an equitable remedy. Did this exist in common law courts in England on which our law is based?
I don't believe so, Senator. I think the government has cited cases from the Supreme Court that says, you know, courts are really bound by the scope of relief that a court in equity would have granted back in England before the founding. And the courts at that time would grant relief to the parties in the case, not far beyond the.
A universal injunction as a remedy is unknown in English common law, is it not?
I haven't done the research that far back, but I'm not aware.
I have. It's unknown. Wasn't part of equity. Only about 27 universal injunctions were issued in the 20th century. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right, Senator.
But 86 of them were issued against President Trump in his first term. Is that correct?
I don't know the specific number, but they were a high number.
And so far in President Trump's second term, 30 universal injunctions have been issued against him. Have they not?
Senator, I don't have a specific number, but that sounds about right.
The universal injunction has become a weapon against the Trump administration, has it not?
Yes.
And tell me again in my last 10 seconds, tell me the basis for universal injunction in Article 3. I read Article 3, which defines judicial power. Where does it mention universal injunction?
It does not, Senator. It says courts are to decide the case or controversy before them, which is based on the parties to the case.
So the Congress could act and say, look, federal judges, you render a decision to a plaintiff or a defendant. but you can't impact people outside of your courtroom other than through a class action. That's why God created class actions, isn't it?
Yes, Senator.
And here's just a microcosm. They judge shopped in Texas, in Austin, and in Connecticut, sued me. The judges found me guilty that had show trials produced by HBO. And the laws were clear in both states that I never even said the names of any of these people but one. So you can't sue somebody for defamation if you never said their name. My crew didn't. None of us even know who they were. Then they just did a whole bunch of other stuff that is cut and dry in both states and federally unconstitutional. But they don't care. Trump didn't get a jury trial in New York, even though he asked for one. The judge found him guilty. Remember that? It's in the Constitution. You can demand a jury trial. You must be given one. On any amount of money, I think it's like $10 or something. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these people are out of control. And many of these federal judges, like the one in famous one in Rhode Island, that was trying to unfreeze the frozen USAID money, had gotten over $120 million to his NGO in the last decade, including $2-plus million that, when it got unfroze for a while, went to him within weeks of him unblocking the money. Then it got slapped down in reverse. But, I mean, you talk about conflict of interest. This is next level. So, that's where we are. Now, I want to get into going after the tariffs, the day of liberation tomorrow, all the fear-mongering that's happening there, and more. And then we've got one of the most famous soldiers ever joining us from Delta Force that you do not want to miss. Dale Comstock is coming on to talk about the left's coordinated allied groups that they are planning an attempt to have civil insurrection. They'll bill it as a civil war. It's a globalist overthrow. Crash the market. Burn down the country. Send out their cartel forces and others that are working for Iran and China to try to kill Trump's support systems, including special operations leaders. That's coming up. Please remember, we are listener supported. I am in federal court. I am suing these people. We're getting incredible success. Takes a lot of money, but that's a side issue keeping the show in the air. That's just another reason to support us. You want the products at thealexjonesstore.com. And Methyl Blue is incredible. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., HHS, talks about how great it is. We have the very best pharmaceutical grade ready to ship to you at thealexjonesstore.com at the lowest price you're going to find. And they've told us that, this is true. It's like, wait, oh, better get it now. No, it's true. There's such a run on USP, that's what pharmaceutical grade is called, that they're running out. And I'm not going to sell the low-grade crap they quote say is a food dye, which is, or clothing dye, which is can be used for that. That's not what it was for. It was invented in the 1870s by a top scientist in Germany. You can look it up. And the only known detoxer for cyanide and a bunch of other poisons. Oh, that's right. You know, just go look at it for yourself. Imagine what it does to toxins in your cells if it blocks and sucks out cyanide as the only known antidote to cyanide poisoning. And it goes on and on. Get, but don't get it for that. It's not why we're selling it. Probably going to get cyanide poisoning. It's just so good for your body. I took some Thursday, and I didn't even take any more because I don't need it. When I don't feel this clarity and focus, I'll take some more. But they say, oh, if it really works for you like that, you were really having some mitochondrial issues. Get your methylene blue now. Ultra Methylene Blue is our brand, private label, the top company in the U.S. at theyellowshieldstore.com. So many other great supplements, widest selection of pay-per-view apparel. And if you don't want it to sell out, you can become a subscriber, get a big discount on it, canceling time, and they hold it back for you so it never sells out as long as you want it. And if you subscribe, you get even bigger discounts on Ultra Methylene Blue, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Shilajit, highest quality. They're all incredible. IRC Moss is incredible. They all work synergistically together. Theyellowshieldstore.com. All right. Now, let's look at the economy. Look at Drudge. That means the globalist press desk. Americans suffer under tariffs. Businesses will shut. Biggest tax hike in history. Stocks worse since 2022. Europe warns. World braces. Trump's liberation day tomorrow. Businesses will shut down. MAGA backfires as Americans suffer under the tariffs. The plan, crash the market, blame Trump, then have civil insurrection. Trump is plotting the biggest tax raise in global history, claiming that's what tariffs are. Yeah, I'm a globalist. Europe warns Trump, we have a strong plan for retaliation. Oh, with your 300, 400, 500% tariffs, Japan's 700% tariffs, China's 300% tariffs. Oh, God, how dare us say we want a fair deal. Trump aids draft tariff plans as some experts warn of economic damage. A wild quarter for U.S. stocks and investors abroad. Oh, to the EU, that's their plan. Layoffs begin. Ooh, healthcare agencies responsible for research, tracking disease, and regulating food. They're the ones that allow all the poison stuff that Trump's not taking out. Dr. Kirk Elliott, who is a top economist and the top silver and gold broker in the United States, he has the best deals, the highest ratings. He is a sponsor. You should go to him. Get a free consultation right now. If you want to get gold and silver at wholesale, just boom. You know the wholesale price every day. He's the guy to go to, kpm.com/gold. You go to that /gold. He knows the support's coming from us, and we get more support. A win-win. Let's put that on screen, please. kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Call, leave your name and number. If they don't pick up because they're so busy, they'll call you back, usually within a few hours or on a day. Do a free consultation. They're the place to go. kepm.com/gold. Do an online form as well there. Dr. Elliott. Everybody heard you last week. They heard you a month ago. I don't have the crew. I used to. We're under attack. But, man, if I did, I'd have all those clips of you 18 months ago here. You've been calling it a month ago, 2 weeks ago. You said look for, by April, above 3,100. How much is gold up in just the last month? And what does this mean? And then tying into the tariffs and everything else, give us a 35,000-foot view and what's about to happen, what Liberation Day means.
Yeah, Liberation Day is going to be huge, Alex, and it's going to be so good for America. Now, you're right, the globalists, the left are all just painting this horrible picture how Trump is going to destroy the world. It's going to make America great again, right? Tariffs are not just a way to generate revenue. It's a way to use it as a negotiating tool to basically even out the playing field. So this is what's going to happen tomorrow, and we're going to start generating a lot of revenue from tariffs that our country desperately needs in conjunction with what Doge is doing in cutting expenses. That's tomorrow. Expect a lot of volatility in the markets. But in preparation for that, gold has been going through the ceiling. Both gold and silver, year to date, it's the 3 months, right? First quarter, they're both up close to 19% for the year. I mean, that's annualized on an 80% growth rate. That's incredible. Right. Gold is hitting this all time high. It's like at $31.40. Silver's at $34 an ounce.
And let's be clear. It shot up even more today and then dropped down a little bit because people are, you're playing the market. But overall, the graph is straight up. I mean, how high did it get today before it just dropped?
Well, it was up to about $31.50, which is incredible. But check this out, Alex. Yesterday was a big day at COMEX. So the end of the quarter, there's this day for futures contracts where it's called expiration day. So all the people that have these long paper contracts have to give notice whether they're going to just let them expire, roll the contracts, or take physical delivery. Now, if you take physical delivery, you have to be vetted. They have to make sure that you have the amount of money available to fulfill those contracts of physical delivery. Normally, on that day, which was yesterday, for the April 28th expiration of the futures contract, it goes into liquidation mode because people always settle for cash. Yesterday was different. There was 70,000 new contracts opened up. However, what happened was 45,000 of those were April expiration, meaning somebody big, like really big, is wanting physical delivery. And they're actually, basically saying, yeah, we can pay for it. Because if they spoof, and they're just trying to spoof the markets, you get investigated for price manipulation and everything else.
And do we have a better idea? I mean, I know Goldman Sachs and all them are admitting that they've been naked shorting and they're in trouble. Do we have a better idea whether there's record level gold flooding back into the United States and who's doing it?
Well, it's probably happening because there's been notice given that somebody wants physical delivery. You can't deliver something that you don't have. So this is such an amount. When we're talking 45,000 contracts that went into this expiration mode, We're talking governments. We're talking maybe the U.S. Treasury. We're talking maybe China. This isn't some Joe Schmo.
Well, I mean, I think it's the U.S. if it's all flooding here and China too, but I mean, we know it's the U.S., but why do they keep that secret?
Well, probably because there's going to be a price adjustment. You know, in the Strategic Bitcoin Reserve Act, there's this two paragraphs in there that said, hey, we're gonna change the value of gold from $42 an ounce to basically market price.
Yeah, and I don't think that's speculation now. I mean, we've been saying this before anybody else for months, but I think that's what makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, and this is why if you revalue it, you kind of hold it back just a little bit, because what's going to happen is these banks, these hedge funds that have these short contracts are going to have to cough up the difference between the price level at market price and the $42 arbitrary price and pay it to the Treasury. The money that the Treasury gets would then have to actually use that to pay for the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve.
And say that again slowly. They've been valuing since the 70s gold arbitrarily at $44 and some cents when it's already at $3,100 plus. And Trump is openly talking about taking it up to what it really should be set at. And what is that number?
Well, that number should be well into the tens of thousands if it take away manipulation. I mean,
and then what happens to people that are holding physical gold?
You're going to be so happy, right? But this all makes sense when you add up Bessent's and Trump's messages of we're going to monetize the strategic reserves, the United States balance sheet, revalue gold, open up land for drilling, and now you've got the Strategic Bitcoin Act. People who own gold and silver right now are going to be very, very happy. I mean, we were right with our projections. Actually, we were understating where they are right now. But moving forward, this amount of open interest on COMEX, the world is shifting from physical metals in London to physical metals at COMEX. That's never really happened before. So something big is about to happen, and we're all really excited about it.
And I know you privately told me you're pretty sure this is going to happen, and you've got one of the best accuracy rates out there. It's probably the top silver gold broker in North America. Are you the biggest private guy in the world, period? I mean, if you're the biggest here, what is that? I know you're not measuring, you know, what's here, but I mean, are you the biggest in the world now?
Probably so. The biggest silver broker in the world dealing with physical silver. I mean, God's blessed our company. We're just really big in the silver brokerage side.
Well, stay right there. I want to do a little bit more time before Dale Comstock joins us on silver, on the tariffs, what you're expecting on Liberation Day, less than 24 hours a day, 3 p.m. tomorrow. Trump makes the announcement. We'll be here live covering it. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade. It works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
If you are receiving
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Mainstream news headlines, U.S. troops in Ukraine been directly fighting Russia for 3 years. Told you that when it started. Finishing up with great economist and top silver broker. He'd be top gold broker, but he's still pushing silver mainly, though gold's exploding just as he predicted. Silver, what's happening with the Liberation Day, what you expect tomorrow, and then when people will do the gold-silver ratio trade. People need to call you. They need to get a free consultation over the phone. Or, you know, do the email form. It's free consultation. You need to get gold and silver, folks. It's been the best bet. As I told you, people need to go to KEPM.com/gold. Be sure to go /gold. People know you're coming from the show. 720-605-3900. Closing statements. Thanks for popping in today.
Of course. It's my pleasure. So tomorrow, expect market volatility. Because of Liberation Day, you know, the narrative, as you've talked about, is very intense against Trump with the globalist agenda, against him. So I would expect volatility. In times of volatility, gold and silver do really, really well. Now, as far as the ratio trade that we've been talking about, this last week, Goldman Sachs adjusted their 2025 numbers from estimates of 3,300 to gold to 4,300 to 4,500 by the end of the year. So you start applying the ratio trade that we're talking about at 60 to 1. That could at those numbers that puts silver at 75. At 40 to 1, which is our ultimate ratio trade, it puts silver at 112. This is just business as usual. The ratio's adjusting with gold actually being the leader that everybody follows the news.
And you'll tell customers that are signed up with you with constant alerts and calls when you want them the minute it's time to get into gold.
The minute, yes. We've got that whole system already established, ready to go.
And you said a year ago, by April, yeah, we've got, I remember it, you said it a month ago, you said above 3,100, and you said by the end of the year, 3,500 was conservative, and now the mainline analysts are saying that.
Yeah, mainstream media is catching up with us, Alex, on the gold and silver price, which is wild to think about. But the world is changing, and Trump is doing a great job on making that happen.
Well, a lot of folks are taking physical delivery of gold and silver. You are the place, highest rated on record. You didn't get bigger for 25 years for no reason. You are the place. That's why you're our sponsor. And you're a great economist, but you can also take other things and roll it over into silver and gold. How easy is that? What do people do?
Real easy. My team helps you with all of it. It's just a 15-minute e-sign document application to open up an IRA at a custodian that allows for physical holdings of gold or silver in your IRA. So just call us. We'll walk you through it. We'll help you with the paperwork. It literally takes 15 minutes, and we do the rest.
Don't people wish when you started coming on 18 months ago, and you were going to be my sponsor, I knew that, but I didn't think it was time yet. I got in right at the right time. So I'm going to serve people right for a sure thing, as sure as you can get in life. And I said, this is a sure thing, but I'm not going to say that, folks. And boom, we've been proven right again. How much has gold gone up since you first came on 18, 19 months ago?
Oh, my word. It was in the low 20s when we got on. It's now, well, gold, boy, gold's probably up 35% over that time frame. Silver's gone from the low 20s to 34. I mean, that's even more extreme, right? So as we move forward, though, don't think you've missed the boat. I think the best is still yet to come, because the geopolitical, political, economic dynamics that are causing these things to happen are intensifying.
Well, if Trump revalues gold, it's going to, I mean, conservatively, looking at the numbers, what do you think he'll revalue it at if he does?
Well, probably just market prices to start, which would put it at over probably 3,200 by that time. But you don't have to value it at market prices. If it's backing the currency, I mean, we should be at well over $10,000 an ounce if you're going to back the currency with it. So anywhere between current market price and some other number, depending on what the peg is going to be, is it going to be dollar for dollar or a fractional peg? If it's dollar for dollar, we go into the tens of thousands per ounce.
So it goes from incredible returns to astronomical. Wow. People need to call you now. 720-605-3900. Thank you, Dr. Elliott. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back, myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Of this Tuesday, April 1st, 2025 transmission. I have a very special guest connecting right now. Now, I told you 10 years ago that U.S. military was in Ukraine helping stir stuff up and target totally Russian-speaking areas in the east. Because the globalists bragged about it, Victoria Nuland bragged about it, Soros bragged about it. They'd already overthrown a government 15 years ago. And now the New York Times came out yesterday in a giant 80-plus page article and said, okay, the U.S. has been fighting the Russians directly and running a whole war for 3-plus years. And the reason, you know, the Russians have won is the Ukrainians didn't do what we told them. Look at this. U.S. had troops in Ukraine directly fighting Russia. NATO members could deploy air and naval forces to Ukraine. Now, they've already announced it. They're doing it. NATO will survive Trump, EU diplomat. Germany announces more military aid for Ukraine. Multiple countries in Europe now have started the draft for women. Iran addresses Trump bombing threat at UN Security Council. Here's the big New York Times article, The Partnership, The Secret History of the War in Ukraine. It's no secret. So, this is a big deal. And then, of course, we have all the clips that after our guest leaves us, I'll get to where I said it over and over and over again 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. It's a 5-minute, 46-second compilation of my fat ass telling you. And I already knew because of the weapon systems have to be run by the U.S. Almost all of them are U.S. systems. Take years and years of training people. And then I know people's sons who were over there, including one of them, got wounded. And then you keep hearing about, oh, four U.S. soldiers found on the Belarus border dead. We don't know what happened. Oh, some soldiers disappeared in an armored vehicle in a swamp. Oh, a helicopter crashed. Oh, just like in the first 4 years of Vietnam, 60 to 64, people were dying in training accidents. And in the Afghan war, the Russians had lots of training accidents. So this is a big deal. Now, I appreciate Dale Comstock joining us. He was on October 30th, a week before the election last year. And one of the things he talked about on air, but also more in person, was fellow operators in Florida and other places were having operatives, cartel operatives and others coming in, surveilling their houses, watching them, and now we've learned, and it's come out in the documents in Venezuela, that they've been working with the Democrats, with their different gangs, to launder money. The old CIA, Trump's now declared the cartels terror groups to cut that money off. He's not just cutting off the USAID money and all the other slush funds. He's cutting off the deep state's drug money and the Clintons and Obama and Fast and Furious, not hundreds of thousands, but close to a million guns shipped into Mexico to then be shipped to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And that's all come out now. And so then this Sunday, I got a visit, and they showed me the information that, because I'm involved, the same thing Flynn said 3 weeks ago, that they got three NSA hits, and this came directly from the Trump administration, that before it was Trump was the highest target and his family was the next level, but that a whole bunch of people, myself, Flynn didn't tell me this, learned from another big source that he just didn't want to put himself in the story. Flynn was on there, former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, and former top national security advisor to Trump, who is an unofficial advisor, as Trump has said, he can do more not being in the government, that they're planning to use cartels to come after us and are creating lists. If Trump hits Iran, and we know they've got their Hezbollah forces all over Europe, all over the United States, that's not debatable. And we now know, and I first broke this, at least 8 surface-to-air missiles have been stuck across the Mexico-Texas border last year, which we were worried they'd use on Trump with Trump Force One before he had anti-missile defense systems. So Dale is one of the most famous Delta Force operators. I went into all the stuff and all the TV shows about him and all the things he's done, most of it secret. We can do 10 hours on that. Sometimes you should come on and just tell some of those stories that he can tell. Very interesting. But he's been at all these different levels and obviously private, big, famous operations. And so he served 10 years in the 1st SFOD Delta Force as an assaulter, explosives, mechanical, ballistic, and manual breacher. Team leader, 3rd Special Forces, Green Beret, is a light and heavy weapons expert. Team sergeant in the 82nd Airborne Division, 325th Infantry. He also worked 9.5 years as a paramilitary operative for USG and concurrently worked as a contract security specialist, COO, vice president, and president for various security companies, applying his skills and knowledge on a myriad of security and challenges around the world. At Official American Badass on X, DaleComstock.com. Also get his book and more there. And he's also got his own story, being persecuted by the left and being put on a targeting list. And when the left puts you on that targeting list, they use his cutouts, the cartels, so they can have plausible deniability. So I wanted to get him on, and I'm going to finish briefing here, with the information I got Sunday, and that was in Virginia Beach and other areas like San Diego, but Deb Group specifically in Virginia Beach. ICE in their roll-ups of Sinaloa groups using other ground drug gangs, Latin American drug gangs, are going to the houses, are creating files, are getting lists, and that they roll these groups up, and it was going directly back. They've been contracted by Iran to target and basically light up or laze, not literally, but metaphorically, where key operatives are. And this is all part of a larger targeting system that I've also had the FBI specifically show me documents, and I'll just stop right there, that this is going on. And, of course, Dale was told a few years ago he was being targeted. The FBI told him, but wouldn't give him any help. So he was the first person to tell us about this. So, Dale, there's a lot to cover. We'll probably go some into the next hour. Thank you so much for being here. Really, I'll interrupt a lot because my brain moves quick like yours, but just, you got the floor here. If you stop, I'll stop. But I want you to give us the brain dump here. And, of course, obviously the larger issue is we have the Democrat Party war game. If Trump would have been able to stop the steal 4 years ago, John Podesta, New York Times, they were going to have blue states secede, cause a civil insurrection. Then they said 4 or 5 months ago before the election they were going to do it again. And now we see the asymmetrical, irregular warfare just creating a smokescreen with the Republican HQs getting firebombed, the Tesla attacks, people getting physically attacked, and the left saying we've got to fight and die on The View to stop Trump. Carville saying it's time for an armed uprising. Crockett, all of them. I mean, this is talking points. The Soros funding, it's all confirmed. And people that don't study warfare in history, this is, they use a communist model. I'm not saying the globalists are pure communists, to create a smoke and a lot of low-level violence that'll be the cover for them saying that it's an organic uprising when a bunch of illegal aliens get mowed down in a protest. That's their main thing they've been programming. That's just one example, to then roll out a stock market crash, mass uprising, burn down half the country, And then they believe they'll drive Trump from office during that civil insurrection. I don't know how John Podesta can have public war games and admit all this. This is insane. And at this point, I know Trump doesn't want to be totalitarian, but it's not. We're in a war. They're doing this. They're now not just wargaming. I'm seeing them roll it out. And so I want to get your take on the big picture and then what you think Trump should do. Dale Comstock, we couldn't have a better guest on this. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show again, Alex. Appreciate it. You said something a minute ago, you said, how are they getting away with this? And here's the funny part is, you know, they're getting away with it because I'm going to use the word the dumb masses, okay, are not paying attention, or they just don't care, or they pretty much believe everything the government tells them. And that's the problem, right? 80% of the population can't even think for themselves. Even the educated people have been brainwashed or inculcated in a certain mindset through repetition to believe all the crap that they're hearing. How do we get here? Actually, you know what? This isn't happening just in the last 4 years. This has been going on for a long time. I made some notes earlier. And, you asked me earlier about gangs and things like that. So we have the cartel, but we've also got, you know, street gangs in America. It's a fact that, in fact, the FBI, CID, and others have confirmed or affirmed that there's at least 53 gangs spread throughout all the U.S. military services. And this is not a new phenomenon. It's actually an old phenomenon. Back when I was in the service, back in the 80s and 90s, there was a huge problem with gangs and gang members. Why did they come to the military? Well, to learn those military skills and those crafts, those TTPs, tactics, techniques, procedures that they can take back to the street, and in this case now, to the cartels. But how did we get here? You know, you probably know better than I do, man. It's very convoluted. There's a lot of things at play here. You know, and then, you know, the other point you made, we're basically in fifth generation warfare. The warfare is no longer, doesn't involve so much bullets and missiles and explosions anymore. It's all psychological warfare. It's misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. It's manipulation, you know, at every level. There's very nefarious, actors at play here, and their agenda is not because they care about Americans and they want to give us a better life. Their agenda is to literally control all of us. And by any means. So, you know, this is kind of, you know, where we're at and, what's the future look like? You know, again, my thought is this, that you can expect, I think, in the future, maybe in the near future, you see things like ambushes, IEDs, VVIDs, drone attacks, direct actions, assassinations. You can see all that starting to really, I think, ramp up. And it's not way outside the realm of possibilities by far. In fact, 15, 20 years ago, I was doing a lot of security consulting for petrochemical companies, particularly down on the border. And I have personal knowledge that companies were literally covering caches with RPGs, prayer rugs, AK-47s, all weaponry that, you know, obviously, you know, they had the signature of, you know, terrorists on it, was being brought into the country. So it's not a new phenomenon in the last 4 years. It's been ongoing. It's just in the last 4 years, it's really gotten way out of control because the former administration just invited everybody in, left the doors wide open. And to your point, we've let the enemy within the wire and we're not going to get him out. We'll do a good job, I think, of trying to get him out. But, the problem is not only they bring, you know, that we get, bring terrorists in and they're in potentially weapons, but they brought their ideology in. And, what they're going to continue to do is groom and inculcate and recruit the next generation of domestic terrorists. And so, you know, we're going to be in for a long, bumpy ride. And the agenda is not because, Trump is one man. It's not about Trump. It's about Americans and American ideals that they want to subvert. And luckily the Democratic Party has a lot of useful idiots that buy into their agenda and will give them the support that they require to meet those ends. Yeah, I don't know, man. Scary.
Well, listen,
time.
You please continue, but you just hit a bunch of keys I didn't think of that were absolutely the most important. For 50, 60 years, but it's gotten more intense, the drug gangs, both Hispanic, black, and white supremacists, same way it divides up in prison, send in their younger brothers, send in others, or recruit guys that are related in, because then they have government connections, then they put people into the Border Patrol, you name it, And it's these run as their own private intelligence agencies. And then those are the infiltration vector for Venezuela, which has incredible amounts of money and is projecting its power and ally with the globalist Iran that is basically already at war with us. And Trump's threatening the next month to go to full war. And we've always known they've got some of the biggest forces here. Then you have the documents that have come out, and even Maduro's admitted it, that Biden said, I'll take your sanctions off on oil if you open your prisons and send them here. We know the CIA under Clinton helped organize and set up MS-13. So they always have been using these groups as boots on the ground who compartmentalized, so they have plausible deniability. And so the word is buildup. There is a massive buildup of this the last 4 years. It's in the Podesta war game. That is the official plan. It's the movie Civil War they pre-programmed. This is what they say they're planning. Now, they're getting their money cut off. The globalists are in trouble. But at the same time, from every indicator I see, they are going with this, with all the pre-programming. Oh, Tom Homan and Trump are going to kill a bunch of innocent migrants. Trump would never do that. No, somebody from a parking garage or a van, some demonstration, it's coming, going to mow a bunch of people down. They want to crash the economy first. I said that. They're trying right now. They're trying to try tomorrow. And so I'm not, when all this goes down, I'm trying to stop it by getting enough. People go, God, Alex is so smart. No, I'm not. Like you said, Dale, it's right there. And so can you speak to this or do you agree? And then how do we counter this buildup? It's going to be bad if they go with this. Obviously, folks, the minute you see Trump get killed, and God forbid that happens, they're coming for you. I'm talking about if you're Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan's on the list because he's joined us. I mean, this is a real war, people. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I just want you to know, be like, well, God, we better not fight these people. What do you mean? You want to surrender and hand your sons over so they can chop their dicks off? I mean, they're literally saying they want war with NATO says we must have transgenderism in Ukraine. It's a cult. And so this is a takeover. Their flag is the rainbow flag. Looks non-threatening. It's backed up by all this legion of allied scum worldwide that are allied with the globalists that want to take America down if they can't control it. Dale Comstock.
Concur with everything you said. And, you know, the question is, how do we stop it? It's a runaway train at this point. We have let it go way too long. You know, some of us were awake at the wheel many years ago, especially during, the Obama era, you know, and Clinton was trying to run. We could always see the writing on the wall, you know, and it was obvious where this thing was going to go. A lot of guys in the military, former military, a lot of veterans, a lot of people in the circles I run with were already stockpiling ammunition and weapons. They were actually buying, you know, properties in remote areas because they knew the future was looking bleak. And if we continue this course, this trajectory we were on, it would end where we're at today, and it's not over yet. It's, and I guess nobody really knows how it's going to end. But to your point, you know, they're going to come for Trump again. And I've said it last time, they're going to come for his family. You can't take the man down. You take his family down. You want to get in his head. You do that. And I hope the best.
By the way,
family.
You nailed that. And I now have that from Flynn, also a very extremely famous, well-known reporter, you know, personally. So we got to know each other, and from the FBI personally, and from now, federal law enforcement with SEAL Team 6. So this is now, they have the documents now. This is their, and Flynn was blown away when he was on 3 weeks. So they said these high level globalists are openly discussing it on the phone that's how arrogant they are. It's a threat.
Yeah. And again, it goes, look, the only reason they're getting away with it is because, you know, the population, the populace, is allowing it because they've been brainwashed into believing this tripe, or they're not even paying attention, or they're so focused on Elon Musk and smashing his Teslas that they're not paying attention to the real threat that's already in the wire. And that's how I couch it, is literally the threat is within the wire. They've already sent, you know, their hitmen, they've sent their assassins, they've sent their terrorists, they're here. You know, we talked about it on the last show. They were literally looking for me in Panama City Beach, Florida. All right? And I've gotten this direct from the government.
By the way, you don't just say that. Here's the FBI letter. Overhead shot, please. I mean, you're the first guy to warn of this. Here it is.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So, and you want to hear what's ironic is, so this was letter was served to me 10 months ago. And the government has not done anything to help me or get my family off the X. So I'm literally sitting on the X with my family, and I cannot move and get them passage to safety. The government has refused to help me. They told me pretty much, and then I had one official tell me this, said sometimes we got to make choices. We have to just live with the choices that we make, right? So basically, you know, somehow it's my fault that I was a soldier and I was fighting the global war on terrorism, and I'm standing between his family, your families out there, and the bad guys. And now that I'm on the X, it's like, hey, you're on your own.
And this, by the way, let's recap that story. They're not even letting you get your wife back in under Obama's third unelected term, Biden. They deported your wife.
Yeah, they deported my wife, who was married in the United States. We traveled back and forth. Long story, but, you know.
Well, if war heroes can't have their wives in America, what, I mean, and look, Trump's super busy, but have you been able to get this into his administration yet so he can stop this?
I've tried, and I've basically hit nothing but walls, left and right. By the way, that was my former ex-wife, the picture, but, that's okay. I don't want nobody to see my real wife, because then I would, you know, want to be identified. But, no, actually nobody has helped me. I've tried every angle. I've reached out to every person. The embassy won't even return my calls. They won't return my emails. They won't even talk to me. They've completely cut me off. I guess I pissed them off the last time I was on your show. I don't know.
You know, Trump hasn't gotten rid of anybody but the first layer.
Yeah, I know. And so they're still out there. They're still active. And, I've had some issues, some drama that, goes, I won't even air it on here right now, but, you know, the bigger, you know, I want to say this is bigger than me. My problem is, you know, it is a problem for me, because my families and myself are at risk and I think in grave danger. But obviously the problem is actually bigger than that, because it's not just me. It's all of us. It's you included, right? So, you know, we've got a real threat. The boogeyman is real. He's in the house, and he's armed, and he's ready to strike. And, you know, in the left would love to disarm all of us. That's what they keep talking about. You know, why do you need a weapon of war? Right. So all this bullshit, you know, and here's why you need a weapon of war right here, because literally we got terrorists, we got criminals, we got cartels, we got gang members in our country, and they're starting to, you know, develop, you know, case files on, you know, high profile individuals, probably like yourself, probably like me, and like a lot of other guys out there. And, they're creating a target list. And, we're all subject at some point to become, you know, a target, on their list and be, God forbid, taken down, but, it could happen, right? And so, you know, the question I have is, what is the government going to do to stop this? And what is the government going to do to help some of us that are literally hanging out there in the wind? And I can tell you right now, nothing's happening. At least nothing's happening for me, maybe for you. But I just think it's so ironic that, you know, those of us that stand here and we really believe in America, the American ideals, American way. And here's the other thing. I know I'm going to get all kinds of flack for this. I did last time, right? You know, I'm suddenly a white supremacist guy, blah, blah, blah. Well, just to put this out there right now, my wife is Indonesian and she's Muslim. Okay. I've got Muslim children. I've got Christian children. I've got black children. All right. I am not a racist. I'm none of those things. The left always does that.
Nobody listens to that. Dale, stay there. I want to come back though. Not to write myself into this, we have the proof. Obama declared me a level 3 national security threat secretly 2013. The Trump administration did give me the documents. I got more FBI stuff with our FBI whistleblower in here. There is an investigation going on, and that's Serafin. But the issue is, they told me, they said, we are completely overwhelmed and overrun. We're only on the beaches. America has to know. Hell, we had Ken Paxton reach out and say to us, we're sorry, you're all getting swatted. We are overrun. And they said, you know, we need, they explained, the district attorney here won't even refer the cases of the swatters. And so we're overrun, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now, the very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this, because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take 3 droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your Ultra, and it is Ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Here's where all eyes now are on gold and silver, because gold went over $3,000 an ounce. It's at an all-time high. That's a very strong technical and psychological threshold number, that 3,000. So now that the world is looking at gold, the world is also going to be looking at silver. So even the massive growth that we've already seen, I'm guessing it's just the beginning.
Gut level, where do you think gold is in a month?
3,100 in a month, like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then I think it gets to 3,200 by the beginning of the summer. And we could literally see 4,000 as momentum starts to gather and as the eyes of the world get on it. And then silver, you know, probably 50 to 75.
People need to call you, do a free consultation, leave your name and number, 720-605-3900, kpm.com/gold. Do the form. They'll call you back. They'll do a free consultation. They can roll over your IRAs, 401ks. Do it now, folks. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. See ya.
It's good to be right, isn't it? Wow.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Again, I'm showing you documents sent to us by the Trump administration 5 weeks ago with an ongoing illegal national security investigation with HUMET, infiltrators, everything. Literally 190-plus other files were not given to us that are secret, and we're working to get those. And the reason I raise this is you got Dale Comstock, famous Delta Force operator, you name it, really smart guy, very experienced, with, you know, his letter. Yeah, that he's being targeted by Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all these groups here in the United States. And then I have it from the feds and from the Navy SEALs, dev group that, and I was shown this, that they rolled up people last week and they got their phones and they got that they were creating lists of people. Okay? And it's media people. It's top military people that are faithful Americans and know what's going on. And it's famous operators. And mixed into that are people like Dale Comstock, who's a little nickname the Grim Reaper for Al-Qaeda didn't like him too much, and other groups like that. They also have real beefs with people that have, you know, wiped a lot of them out. But when I say we're overrun, you know, inside the wires, another way of saying that, that's what it is America has to mobilize, and people have to get ready. And not live in fear because we're being targeted. We're being targeted. We're over the target. The old World War II saying. You know, my grandfather was a B-17 pilot, volunteered for more missions after his 22 over Italy and then Germany. And but the point was they would don't say, you know, when you're over the target, you're getting the flag. So it's better than being slaves. And we are winning culturally. And populists are being elected everywhere. That's why they arrested and a judge found Le Pen guilty because she's been like Trump before Trump was, you know, awake. She's ahead in the polls for president. Arrest her, say she can't run. Bolsonaro, arrest him, say he can't run. The guy that won the president's election we've had on, Colleen Georgescu. Boom, a great guy, top economist, former top UN economist, exposing him. Boom, arrested, not allowed to run. They're saying in the Polish election they're going to veto that, the unelected EU commission. So, when you've got the globalist big corporations and the EU allied with China, the UK is not sure who they want to be with right now, but they're still really working against us. It's America and Japan, not on the tariff level, but militarily is with us in South Korea. And Trump's been meeting with some of the EU leaders, had a few of them come over to his side, not just Orban, but some new ones. So this is a big deal. This is a big deal. So you got all these different pieces going in the whole world power structure shifting right now. And Trump is trying to realign the world to stop war and have prosperity. So that's the big picture. But the like Dale said, we're telling our personal stories because that's on the ground proof, documents, all of it. But understand, they've never seen anything like this. Where these, it's not like, oh, they're at your houses watching and we think it's for this. They caught them creating the list, okay? All right, so this is escalating. It's a huge buildup. And you know, when we saw the Russians 3+ years ago building up on the border of Ukraine, bringing the ambulances with the blood, moving the munitions in, and the Russians are like, we're not going to invade. And I'd quote Russian journalists on, and I'd say, you're lying. You're about to invade. And I called it. You know, I called it in October. I said they'll invade by late February because that's their target war games before, as they believe then in the next few months it'll not be frozen and they bogged down. It wasn't hard to say by the end of February, and I nailed it. People said, how the hell does Jones know that? By going and looking at it, and the war games are public. So it's the same thing. We see Russians build up, probably about to attack. That's why when you have a big war game, you got to watch out because that can be the cover for it. But you can also then go watch the Russian TV and look at the faces of the soldiers, people loading on those buses. Didn't look like a war game. Look at the faces. All the intel's right there. Real intel's on the ground, folks. It's easy to fill digital with disinfo, but the eyeballs on it, that's what and I'm sure Dale can speak more to this than I can. So, it's how long you've been out there, how long you've been seeing this. I'm telling you, this is an order of magnitude 10 times any buildup I've seen for communist insurrection. It's basically what the model is. And the guy that just, you know, the communists, they just caught blowing up the Tesla dealership and they caught bombs last week in Austin. So this is ramping up. Dale, I'm ranting here, but just now, big picture, anything, you know, there's a lot to cover here, but just from your knowledge, watching this, different ways they're going to hit us, what Trump could do. I know he's declared the cartels, as a terrorist. I'm not someone that goes and starts wars. I haven't supported most of these because they were globalists, but grab the Panama Canal. We built it. It's ours. Show strength. He's doing that. China just revoked the BlackRock deal because they had a deal with them, as I told people. Now that's public. They just revoked it. Good. Send the military in. I mean, I think it's time to just wipe out the leadership of these cartels. And I mean, we got to send in major military force. I think it's the time. And people know in another 30 years, I don't call for operations and military stuff. I think it's time to show strength and just start going after people. What do you think, Dale?
So let me say something else real quick, kind of to kind of around all this. So in a lot of ways, you know, we are responsible for a lot of things that are happening. For example, you know, talking about arming the cartels having, you know, special forces soldiers training them, things like that. Here's one of the things that we've been doing for a very long time, as the U.S. government. We have what's called a mobile training team, or mobile training teams, or special forces teams that travel all around the world, sponsored by the State Department. They train foreign militaries in tactics, techniques, procedures, TTPs, and U.S. doctrine. And the problem with that is a lot of times these people we go train, they themselves become our adversaries, and or the individuals that we train go off and become the trainers for like the cartel and for the terrorists and the others. So what we're doing indirectly is literally training, besides arming, we're also training our enemies, right? And then we invite them to come over here and fight us. So in a lot of ways, I think we're our own problem. And, you know, I can see the argument. Well, we've got to go out and win hearts and minds, you know, and, you know, a quid pro quo. We do something for them. They do something for us. But, you know, who's doing anything for the Americans? At the end of the day, they just take, you know, they throw us under the bus. They expect us to fight their wars. And I'm kind of leaning like, you know, look, I was a warrior, you know, my whole life. And I've gotten to the point where like, what the hell was I doing, man? I mean, we've done some good things. I was a part of some good operations. And then there's some things that I just shake my head and I look back. It's like, what in the hell was that about? Like Mogadishu, Black Hawk Down, right? That was a total fail. We could have won that. We could have done the job, but it's a political fail. Vietnam was a political fail. So we create a lot of our own problems.
Well, I mean, Dale, just interject here. And I want you, obviously you're compartmentalized, but smart. You were doing what you were ordered to do, and you're a patriot, and you've done a great job. The issue is the deep state globalists armed over and over again, fast and furious, so many examples, but then again, using them against Syria. Now that's all been declassified, or most of it admitted. Even though Trump said don't do it, they hid, you know, U.S. troops helping him for 2 years. Then the tens of billions of dollars of weapons given to the Taliban in the disastrous, quote, withdrawal was used to arm supply for the takedown of Syria we just saw a few months ago. So this is globalists within, you know, telling you guys you're out training these people as a security force. You say, well, they're going to attack us later, which many times they do it that day or that month. You're absolutely right. But big picture, they are creating these forces to use against other countries, including now the Democrats allied with the drug cartels, the drug gangs, Iran, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, for this uprising that's coming. That's exactly what I'm saying. This is the combined arms militia of the globalists is what I'm saying we're about to face.
Yeah, no, I agree. And so it always comes back to what do we do about it? So this, again, is fifth generation warfare. It's psyops. It's, you know, as I mentioned earlier, misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. It's brainwashing, you know, and, you know, and there's a science to all this stuff. This is not just, you know, some psychobabble BS. I mean, there's terminology for this, and it's very easy. Look what Hitler did, man. He convinced a bunch of Germans that the Jews were bad and killed a bunch of them, right? Germans, the population, to have a problem with the Jews, but the government created a problem, right, through brainwashing, and then they wiped out, you know, over 6 million Jews. And that's kind of this process as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, we all have live brain cells, and we have to use our brain, and we have to be able to look at things critically, and not just through the lens of the left, you know, and that's kind of where we are. And unfortunately, the war is not just with the invaders that have come in. And when I say invaders, I'm talking about, you know, the terrorists, the cartels, the gangs. But it's also a war with half the U.S. population. They literally have become the adversaries. They have become the opposition. The political divide is so wide now, that I honestly, man, I don't feel like I can be friends with a Democrat just because their ideology is so different from mine that it's like, how do I reconcile that? If you're telling me that you're on the left and you believe in killing babies before they're born or right after they're born, mutilating children, you can't define a woman or a man. You know, we got some issues there. I definitely have issues with there, and I can't overlook that, because at the end of the day, you know, my family, my children, your children, they matter, right? And their futures matter. And these people are, by, there's just, there's pure stupidity and ignorance and the brainwashing are going to jeopardize all of us. So the war is not just from, you know, from without and from those that have come in, but it's also already from within. We've got half the population has literally been, has been flipped. And, you know, will it ever go to a civil war? You know, I honestly could see someday some level of a civil war taking place. Hence the movie, right? They came out. Was that by happenstance? I think no. And it's not a conspiracy theory because everything, it seems like every conspiracy theory has come true. But I believe there's a possibility for a civil war. I mean, I don't know how hot it'll get, but, you know, the U.S. government, not our government, but the left, the Democrats, particularly the leftists and the globalists should be really concerned about that because I believe if there's a civil war, that will boil into a revolution. And that revolution will be directed at those that have caused this problem. It won't be long before we all figure out who the real enemy is. And,
Dale, what you just said is so critical. I want you to stop and elaborate on that because I historically war game this and made a great study of it. I'm not a combat veteran and person, all the amazing things you've done, but I've talked to a lot of folks like you, and I've looked at all future paths if the left doesn't give up. If they take us into a violent revolution, it will trigger something really nasty, which will be hard for us to get out of, because it'll take serious totalitarian move to crush them effectively, and then once you're in that, it's very hard to turn that off, and I don't want that to happen, but I don't think they have, especially their minions, but even the people running it. The fact that they're going ahead with this destabilization, this uprising plan that I just showed you mainstream headlines of their war game 4+ years ago, and again, they did this 6 months ago publicly. I mean, Jamie Raskin in Congress, they are war gaming this. His dad's a famous communist that advocated the overthrow of the U.S. So these are public battle plans, not scenarios. They say this is what they'll do, and now we're 71 days in, and I see them going that through each step of it. So we're already in the end of the beginning of this operation that they plan to start into the summer with intensely. And I'm sure of that because they said that and I'm seeing it done. So what is your response to that? And again, elaborate on what you're explaining to them that they're not going to like what happens. They may kill you and me and a few, but they're going to get their asses handed to them.
Yeah, look, man, you know, so I look at, you know, as you know, I travel around the world. I try not to disclose where I'm at any one particular time because I do have a threat against me. I have to sequester my family from time to time, but I've traveled to, lived in, or worked in over 101 countries, and I've got a pretty good feel what the rest of the world kind of thinks of us, you know, and also what the rest of the world is seeing is going on. It's not just Americans, at least half of us, that go, this is BS and see the globalist threat, if you really map it all out, you know, there's probably about 300, 400, people on the top that are pulling all the strings, right? They're manipulating everything. And I'll name some names like Soros, for example, and I'll even put Bill Gates in that category.
Brennan, Obama.
Oh yeah. All of them, right? And, so, you know, they don't have, in and of themselves, they don't have the force to take us all down. In fact, the we'll call us the dumb masses again. There's more of us than there is of them. And I believe at some point, you know, there will be an uprising and it'll backfire on the globalists. It'll backfire on the leftists and they'll find themselves hanging from the White House lawn. And every one of the capitals around the world because yeah, you're right. They might get me. You know, they'll have to find my sons and the rest of my family, but there's going to be a war and it's not going to turn out the way they want it. And it won't. And so that's my, I guess.
Yeah, they need to know that they've taken our restraint as weakness. It's not that. I mean, people are ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been ready for a long time. As I said in the beginning of the show, man, a lot of people that travel in my circles, particularly a lot of veterans, have stockpiled ammunition, weapons. They've got, you know, they've got bug out places to go. They've already been thinking about this for probably the last 15 years.
And a lot of them aren't thinking about bugging out. A lot of them are thinking on going on one final mission.
Well, that's what I mean. My point is when I say bug out, I'm talking about, you know, they've got places again to sequester their families and stage from, but I'll tell you right now, and I'll come out and say it publicly, and if it goes to guns out, you'll see me on the street getting it, man. You know, I'm a warrior, and, you know, it may sound cliche, but when I joined the military, I took oaths to defend my country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Okay, I will shoot a pseudo-American in a minute. If you oppose the American ideals and you try to take my freedom, I have no problem with that. You know that. And look, I'm not the only guy in this boat. There's a lot of guys lined up behind me. So you can take me out if you want, but there's a whole army of men like me. I said on the last show, man, there's a million veterans out there leaning forward in a foxhole. You piss us off, you're going to have your hands full. And you don't have the army, the military in the United States is not big enough to cope with all the retirees and veterans that are out there. They could pick up arms and push back.
Plus, real fast, most of the military is going to join us.
Absolutely. And this is why the Second Amendment is, you know, absolutely critical, man, that we safeguard that, because without that, we've got nothing.
What do you want to say to Swallowswell and Biden, who know nothing about the military, and say, oh, we have nukes, we'll nuke red states? You don't use nukes to it's ridiculous. And that's, the cities are where all the blue is at. It's the most mindless, ignorant, no understanding of anything.
No, actually, the last time I was on the show, I mentioned Biden. He said, on the news, he goes, your AR-15 won't stop an F-15 and a drone, you know? And I'm like, you know, you don't get to see, you're supposed to be the commander in chief and you're not too daggone smart. We already know that, because here's the reality, man. I don't have to take out your F-15 or your drone. I've got to take out your pilot and your drone pilot and his family. That's what's called asymmetrical warfare. Now, as ugly as that sounds, that's warfare. Most people can't get their heads around it. They watch TV and it's, you know, and combat's kind of sterile in that, you know, I mean, you get collateral damage, but the real world, the war that the terrorists are fighting, they're going to take out your family, your babies, they're going to take out everybody just to get to you. And that's how real war is fought. And so, you know, it's a joke when they say that, like, somehow what they're really trying to do is encourage their constituents. They're like, yeah, our F-15s will take out AR-15s. You don't need a weapon of war because you can't win. Go back to the Russians in Afghanistan when they fought the Mujahideen. The Mujahideen in flip-flops and AK-47s handed them their ass, okay? And let's be honest. You know, I'm going to be really honest about this. People ain't going to like what I have to say. We spent 20 years in Afghanistan fighting that daggone war. And essentially, at the end of the day, who won? Who won? The Taliban won. And
well, go back to Vietnam. I mean, you can't go back to 1776. The British never been beaten. And they came here and they just, we wouldn't give up. So they couldn't beat us.
Yeah. They got beat up in Afghanistan as well. A long time ago. I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's not about, you know, all this technology and it really comes back down to the man on the ground with a gun at the end of the day. And, you know, and so, but again, I understand a lot of this stuff is psychological operations. It's intentional, you know, misinformation, malinformation, disinformation.
Well, that's right. And we're just issuing a warning here. We're not the Soros and all them and his son have been caught with documents, planning violence, all those people. They literally have plans as public to run to bunkers, private bunkers. Don't they know even most of their security hates them? And when all this stuff happens, they have no idea that I'll just say it. A bunker, folks, is a joke, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. And I don't want anything bad to happen, but they don't know what 100 gallons of gasoline will do.
Exactly, man. Pour some diesel down there, light it on fire, put some, you know. Yeah, and here's the other thing, what they don't know, right? So, you know, they're doing all this sneaky shit, but at the end of the day, you know, we on the right are doing the same sneaky shit. We're literally putting, you know, Confederates on their bodyguard details, and we've, you know, Soros might be walking around thinking he's got a security detail that would protect his life. Little does he know, maybe one of those two guys are actually working for us. And when the time comes, that guy's just going to go around and pop that dude in the head, which, you know, I would love to see that happen. But there should be more of that. The reality is, you know,
there's a civil war. We don't wish any violence offensively.
No. And so, you know, at the end of the day, man, I don't think anybody wants to fight. I don't want to fight. Honestly, you know, I enjoy fighting. I enjoy combat. But, you know, taking a life is not an easy thing to do.
But once it starts, it doesn't stop until somebody's gone.
No, exactly. And it's going to get ugly, man. And a lot of innocent people are going to get hurt. And that's the worst part about combat, you know. You know, for me personally, You know, I've been diagnosed with 100% PTSD. I can tell you my PTSD was not because I was afraid I was going to get killed. Actually, I was never afraid of that. I like fighting. The PTSD that bothers me is watching children and women suffer and die because the bad choices, you know, men have made, in particular men in the leadership positions have made, and they've subjected these innocent people to, you know, to these horrors, man. And
look at the left deliberately targeting people's families here. With the swatting and they're beating women up because they're driving Teslas. I mean, these people target women and children on purpose. That's the left.
Yeah, and exactly. And so, you know, can we tolerate them? And this is why I said a little while ago, I can't tolerate the Democrats anymore. I've watched the brainwashing. I've watched some of my best friends lose their mind and become leftists. It's like, you know, you're smarter than that. What happened to you? It's a process. It's a psychology. It's a psychosis. They know that those in powers that be know how to manipulate people and brainwash them. And there's a lot. Look, that television, it tells a vision. When you watch TV and you watch the news, they're going to tell you, they're going to brainwash you. If you believe everything you hear on there, you'll easily be brainwashed. You've got to have critical thinking skills. Most people lack that. Even, you know, people with a lot of intelligence and high degrees, sometimes you scratch my head and go, how can you have all these degrees, you know, and be that stupid? I mean, Elon Musk said it perfectly one time in a quote. He said, you can buy an education, but you can't buy intelligence. And I was like, bravo.
Well, he also said, they said, who's the smartest person you know? And he goes, depends on the type of intelligence. He goes, you know, smart is as smart does. Street smarts is the smartest. Hey, you want to take some phone calls and get into some other topics next hour?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. Let me give out the number. Let's get Harmon in there. We're going to go to break. I got a special report I want to air because some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes on the transgender cult, literally saying there's no women in women's sports or no men in women's sports. So take a 6-minute break, Dale Comstock, Delta Force legend, and then we're going to give the number out and we're going to take folks' phone calls and cover other subjects next hour. Then the fourth hour, I'm hit all the news, all the stuff I haven't got to, all the breaking news. Now remember, I am suing the Justice Department folks, even though people go, well, that's Trump now. No, they've got, I'm suing their operatives. They're still there. We're getting ready for some major moves. They're trying to shut down this operation. We've got backup operations. That takes money. I am fully committed to this fight. I will never back down. I will not surrender. I'm like Dale, and this is an info war for me. I love it. My problem is I don't have fear other than failure. So I got to sometimes be like, hey, you better start watching your back a little bit. But I mean, my point is the only thing you need to fear, folks, is fearing these people and letting them rule your life. This God's watching. So I need your support. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. That's your uniform to meet like-minded people. It's an adventure. The very best supplements. All sorts of other cool stuff. It's all there right now. There's the Patriot Power Mega Sale. There's a whole bunch of fundraisers there. I need funds to fight this war. And you heard Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talk about methyl blue. We've got the best medical grade at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you don't have mitochondrial issues, you'll just have clean, focused energy with no letdown because it's not a stimulant. If you have mitochondrial issues, like a lot of Northern Europeans do, it's a gene issue. Like my mitochondria operate at 100%. That's very rare, but then 2.5 of the 4 genes are broken, so the energy doesn't get out. And it's a real complex. I got on this methyl blue compared to the other ones. It is insane. It's from the top lab in the country, private labeled ultra methylene blue. I'm on it right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I'm not joking. Be careful. Consult a physician before, because this is not a game. Okay, it's similar to iodine, the electrochemical activity in the cells, but it's the next level. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get yours now, and it funds the InfoWar. Believe me, you want ultramethylene blue. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now, the very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take 3 droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
First time callers for Dale Comstock coming up, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're covering the clear escalation for globalist terror uprisings this summer or sooner. 877-789-2539. Your call's coming up first. The report on the transgender cult.
The president is lying when he says that there are men impersonating women and participating in women's sports. There are no examples of men impersonating women that I am aware of.
That's Chase Stranglow. If you misgender her in California, you get arrested. It is a woman to a man. And have you ever seen such gaslighting that there are no men in women's sports? Sure, they got testicles and penises. Sure, they're breaking women's collarbones and cheekbones. Yeah, they're taking all their titles away from them. And yeah, there's young men that say they're women raping girls in bathrooms. And then the parents protest to get declared terrorist by the Democrats. I mean, this is such a cult, ladies and gentlemen, because they need to wage war on logic. The whole trans cult is just a litmus test to make you accept there's no X and Y chromosomes. It's meant to get you to accept total and complete absurdity. I mean, look at this lady. Literally. And now they're saying that Hitler may have been living in Argentina. And the documents are coming out. Well, they said they were trying to clone him. Is this a Hitler clone? I know you identify as a man, but do you really identify as Hitler with the Hitler mustache? Of course, I'm being sarcastic. These people love to troll everyone. It's all about being revolutionaries to overturn the order, go in and brainwash our children in public and private school with government and corporate grants to create relationships with them beyond sexual grooming, to literally destroy their identity and chemically and surgically castrate little boys and little girls, cut little girls' breasts off, cut their forearms off and create rotting penises with no feeling. I mean, I'm not joking. If you haven't seen the surgery, just type in how a woman becomes a man and gets a penis. And it is the most horrifying surgeries you've ever seen. You want to go see it for yourself. They just cut off the forearm skin and the meat, and there's no feeling, and put a piece of PVC pipe up into the bladder, and they almost always fall off very soon. Did you hear what I just said? I mean, this is mad scientist Hellraiser stuff. That's why the new Hellraiser is a man to woman that goes around cutting men's penises off. So this is right out of hell, mainlining it. Look at this penguin. Did you know the penguin from Batman was a real person? This is a Rachel Cardinal Crocker, a radical trans activist. He invented trans day visibility, but now he's created another new day. They got to take over every day. I mean, look, you know, penguin rules Gotham. So that's where this is. These people are assaulting society, coming after our children. It is a globalist, transhumanist, leading tip of the spear of the death cult. We need to protect our children from these gaslighting brainwashers that want to make it illegal for us to even protect our children or point out you can cut your forearm off and create a rotting, stinking thing and say you're a man. You're not. You can cut your penis off and say you're a woman. You're not. Now, there are some people that want to say they're a woman or whatever, and they're adults. That's their issue. I don't hate them. What I hate is the corporate globalist move and the pushing this on our children, and people are sick of it, and we're tired of it, and Russia's against it. We're against it. The EU and the UK are still pushing it, and they're the new tyranny that is attacking America socially and the rest of free humanity worldwide, and we must stop it, and it must come to an end, and just call out these brainwashers. Like Ka in the Jungle Book. Look at me. I'm hypnotizing you. There are no men in women's sports. There are no men in women's sports. Everything is fine. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. We're not gaslighting you. We're not a cult. Two men can have a baby. Two women had a baby in prison. It wasn't a man that raped them. Everything's fine. Give us your children. Everything's fine. Oh, no illegals are voting, even though we have them voting. Everything's fine. Nuclear war is survivable. Let's have a nuclear war. It's liberal. It's insanity. And it's happening now. And it's time to say no to it. Thank you so much. Now, please share this report because we're in an info war and you are the Paul Revere's.
The policies that are claiming that transgender women in sports are men are wrong. The president is lying when he says that there are men impersonating women and participating in women's sports. There are no examples of men impersonating women.
The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back, myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser. Keeps on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We live in extremely historic times. Evil is on its heels, but it's now counter-striking. And after our guest leaves us, massive news and developments on Trump's tariffs coming tomorrow. Israel just nixed all their tariffs. Others are now nixing it. Now there's been another truck run over a bunch of people in San Francisco. If it's a Muslim doing it, you know, it'll be covered up instantly. We're may just be an accident. We're going to cover all this other breaking news coming up. But right now we're taking phone calls for a very famous soldier and former Delta Force soldier, Dale Comstock, also an author. You should go to his website, check out all of the interesting and informative things that are there. That's up on screen for you. And we go back to him here in just a moment. And again, the toll-free number, the phones have already loaded up, but 877-789-2539. Your chance to really ask a very smart soldier and security expert and someone very well-traveled who understands asymmetrical warfare, irregular warfare, and who's targeted by the deep state big time. And again, it's a whole story getting into it, but I've experienced a lot of it, so I can tell you, I've shown you documents last hour. When I come back in from the country now, and this was under Biden, they pull me out, they take me back, and then they say, Alex, we know who you are. We're not going to do what they told us to do, but you need to do a FOIA request. And I mean, we now know I'm basically listed as a terrorist, national security threat. They say, we're not searching your bags. And they get on the phone, we're not doing it. And so there's still that much human control that they had to get the supervisor to come in. They apologize, and then they let me go. But I'm sometimes back there an hour while they fight about this on the telephone. It's the same thing happened to Dale's family, okay? If you're a patriot, you get put on a list, and then the cowards that do this, the administrators, it's come out, and they do it to everybody, okay? So this is the cowardly way they wage their war, the debanking, the censorship, all of it. Dale, we're going to go to phone calls now for folks that have questions for you about this escalation, this buildup that you agree they're getting ready to make big moves. They already are. But anything else you'd like to add before we go to calls?
No, man. I think I'm ready to take them. Bring them.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's take them in the order they are received. Let's talk to Joshua in Georgia. You're on the air with Dale Comstock, American Badass.
Good morning, Mr. Comstock. Sorry, I don't know your rating, but I'll just call you brother. As a Marine, I swore the same sacred oath that you did. And as a Christian, I got a war against the satanic force in the world. But like all of us, we're sitting here patiently waiting. And I'm wondering, let me get out of this noise. What do you think the catalyst, the go order will be? What's your personal catalyst to go against, for this war that's coming? I mean, yeah, we want to be left alone, but we got an oath to uphold.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. In my view, we're already in irregular warfare with the globalist arrayed forces that want destabilization, demoralization. We're crushing the demoralization, breaking their back. But they're still making their move, trying to accelerate the war with Russia, trying to crash the economy, trying to gear up their allied communist leftist forces for an uprising this summer. The Democrats have that in their battle plan. So I think we politically expose it. We speak out. It's our job to come out with the hardcore facts so the public becomes aware of it. Politics is downstream from grassroots. But then those of us, I mean, I can tell you, and it's a question for him, but I'm telling you see him kill Trump. If you're a prominent person, they're coming for you. I mean, within an hour, probably. So that's a canary in the coal mine. And then at that point, the best defense is a good offense. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm a political person. It's not that I don't know how to use guns and fight and all that as a civilian, but that's not my bailiwick. I can just tell you everybody I know is not going to just sit there and just wait. And that's why I'm telling the globalists this. And I told Zuckerberg a year ago, I said, you better roll over. You better come into Trump. You better stop stealing elections. And I'll just leave it at that. I went to Kauai to talk to some folks and just, he came out and rolled over. I'm not saying I did that, but it was part of it. So we need to let the bad guys know that are on the fence that may not have a military background or historic background that you're playing with fire here. And I think that's important, like a rattlesnake. We're not going to bite anybody, but we got a tail. That was the first flag that Benjamin Franklin won. It was a rattlesnake, not an eagle. Like, hey, don't tread on me. I don't want any trouble. Now, Dale, I'm ranting. Go ahead and give us your take.
Yeah, no, good point. So to try to answer your question. Two triggers I can think of. One is, yeah, to take out Donald Trump. That would be a trigger. The other thing that's a little bit more insidious in the long run, we have to be wary of is digital currency. If we go all digital currency, they got you. They got you by the nutsack because you got no more power, no more control over your own finances, and you lose all your ability to do things. But what I think, to Alex's point, is we have to let them know we're not going to take their BS. And I think one of the best ways to do it is identify every one of those guys and girls, women, that we think are basically the ringleaders, and every day call them out. I don't know how many it is. It could be a list of 300, 400, 500 people and put everybody on that list that we think is the enemy that's causing this dissension and let them know we know who you are, at least in America. And I actually think we should have an international list of everybody.
That's right. Let the terrorist organizers know, hey, you want a war. We're identifying you're starting it. So everybody knows.
Yeah. And we know where you live. We know who your family members are. Okay. We'll play the same game with you. And see how that works out for you. We're better trained, better armed because most of us on the right are prior military. Or law enforcement, and at the end of the day, when it comes to our freedom, I'm going to fight to the death if that's what it takes to protect my family, my children's freedoms, and my grandchildren's freedoms. That's what I'm going to do. Look, I'm an old man, I am. But I still got it in me to I can still pull a trigger. Okay, 3.5-pound trigger pull, I can do that all day long. So I think identifying those that we know you're on the list. Let's make a list. Call them out every day. Let's publish that every day. These are the guys. If things go bad, these are the guys. Go after them. Here's their address.
And that's what they're doing to us. They're publicizing us.
Exactly. So we do the same to them. Let them know we can both play that game. And then what would it take for, and the question again, to the caller was, what would it take to get us on the streets and go to guns? And I think it would be assassination of Trump. For sure. And then, you know, if that would probably be the impetus for sure. I think everybody would just grab guns and go to the street and just go for it. I think that's what it'll take. Or they do something else to restrict your livelihood, like digital currency. Look, I think it was Nigeria. They tried to go full digital currency and they allotted, everybody withdraw only $40 a week out of their bank account. They lost their minds over there, man. They started tearing, you know, the ATM machines and stuff. So, you know, it, just like in the military, man, you don't screw with a man's money and you don't screw with a man's, you know, his paycheck, his money, his food and his family. And that's kind of what they're doing right now. You know, they're in some ways, they're screwing with our paychecks and our money. And the other hand, they're screwing with our families. And then, and directly, ultimately, it's affecting our food because, well, you know, look at all the, you know, everybody's making a big hoopty-doop about the price of eggs and everybody's mad because Trump hasn't brought the cost of eggs down. It's like, how shell of a person are you that you're just worried about the cost of eggs? That's all that's important to you? That shows you the, you know, and unfortunately these people that I'm describing, we know who they are, you know.
And they don't even know Biden ordered 200 million healthy chickens killed and that's why it happened.
Right. And so these people are pissing and moaning about the price of eggs. Unfortunately, these jerks are allowed to breed and vote, man. And that's what's so disconcerting is like, man, I live amongst these people, man. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate, but I don't care because I've drawn my line a long time ago. You know, I have no problem with that. I'm willing to call a spade. It takes courage to do that. And,
Dale, I want to be clear. We'll get another caller. Thank you, caller. I want to be clear. I don't like to have to discuss this because I want to win things peacefully. The Democrats have a battle plan. I showed it last hour. It's in the New York Times where they're going to sit back and foment their idiot followers to start violence, use that as a smokescreen to bring in the Hezbollah and the MS-13 and all the other groups. They're going around creating lists. It's public information now, and they're really getting ready to jump, and we're saying don't do it. We're not the ones starting the fight. We're saying don't do it. And so it's to stop this from happening. Let us fix things. Even Bill Maher saying, no, get behind Trump. The left's insane. A lot of people, you know, Jeff Bezos, people need who are smart enough, who work for the system, understand your system is collapsing. You're trying to start a nuclear war. We are taking the keys away from your crazy leaders. They're trying to trick you into a war with us. Don't do it. We're not people to mess with. We don't want to go down this road. And it's just, they're so ignorant. And I just hope they can understand that a lot of them are starting to get it. But we're only bringing all this up because this is where they're trying to take us. We don't want to go there. And all the listeners, they still got the feds all over the place. Trump's only gotten rid of some of the bad ones. Just like the Governor Whitmer kidnapping thing. Nothing offensive. Anybody coming to you, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that. They're trying to set you up ahead of them making their big moves so they can demonize the resistance. And that's not going to work anyways. I've looked at all the angles there, but that's their old model. So do not be offensive. And you know, again, they want to crash the market first. Then they're going to mow down a bunch of illegals. They've already pre-programmed that and said that that's going to happen. Those are the, they also say Trump's going to kill a bunch of blacks or his supporters are. The globalists are going to blow up a black church or they're going to wind up some lunatic to go shoot one up. Imagine George Floyd, they burned down $2 billion of stuff. So, imagine something 100 times bigger and worse. This is the plan. This is the admitted plan. The good news is our enemies have been so arrogant, they admit the plan, Dale. What else can we do to stop it?
It's a psychological warfare right now. It's anybody's guess who's going to win it, you know. And at least we're in a position now. We have the microphone. Trump has a microphone. The conservatives have the, you know, we kind of control everything on the government level. It's up to them to maintain the integrity. You know, the last thing we need, which it sounds like there's some cracks already, with some of these, you know, congressmen and senators are starting to waffle a little bit and starting to side with the left on issues. The justices, right? The Supreme Court justices. I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know, people don't want to hear this, but you know, everybody's accusing Trump of being a fascist, doing this, trying to do that. You know what? I'm like, you know what, Trump, just go ahead and do it, man. If you're going to be accused of it and they're going to do all this crap, just go ahead and be the fascist, round these assholes up, and let's just do it, get it over with. You know, give them what they think you're doing. Just do
it. Well, let's explain this in history, and there's different names for it, but when you're brought into a climate of tyranny and war, which the left are doing globally, and holding a nuclear war gun to our head like NATO's doing, the point is none of us want this, but they are bringing us into this season.
Yeah. They're dragging us into it. They want us to do this, you know. All we can do is just hold the lines, continue the good fight. Hopefully, you know, morality, you know, will, you know, basically win the day, you know, and people doing the right things. I think in this last election, we saw a lot of people that were on the left and in the middle kind of swing to the right because they got tired of seeing the crap. And, I mean, even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see the mess on the left and the things that they're doing. It's just not human at all, man. It's not even humane, you know.
Like, they wouldn't even stand up for a little black boy that survived 13 brain surgeries over 5 years or for Lakin Riley's family kidnapped, tortured and murdered. I mean, they wouldn't stand up when Trump said, hey, let's bring the economy back. Let's have pride in America. They are scum.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my point, right? And these people are in positions of power. They're manipulators. They're grifters. They're making money. They're in it to enrich themselves and control the rest of us. That's what they're in it for. They don't care about America. No way. To your point, right? They're not standing up for look, anybody can get behind that. I mean, I don't care what your political biases are. You know, it's a 13-year-old boy that had cancer and we're doing something human for this guy, humane for this kid. And you guys can't get behind that. That says all I need to know about these dirtbags. And then those that support that and clap for them, and if you're listening, you're just as dirty as they are as far as I'm concerned. And I don't pull punches. I call it like I see it. And if I offend people, good. Because if you're offended by what I said, then you probably deserve it. But the other thing about the trans, you know, the video, you know, there are no men, you know, in women's sport. Again, it's a joke, man. It's like, you know, we're not that damn stupid, you know, and I'm certainly not blind. We can see what's going on. And the unbelievable part is there's actually people that believe this mess. They actually think what this guy said is actually true and accurate. And I just crashed my head. I go, and these others that support him can breed and vote. Like, wow, they're going to determine my children's future. These knuckleheads, they can't. We even got a Supreme Court justice that can't describe a woman, you know?
Well, they're it's a cult. A cult always has some illogical group of things you've got to accept. It's about suspending your logic, like 1984. Great points, Dale Comstock. People be sure and visit his website, DaleComstock.com. On X, follow him at Official American Badass. Let's go to Joe in New York. Joe, let's talk about war with Iran, which, according to my federal sources, I've seen it, is the trigger that Iran is going to go for broke if they actually get their nuclear stuff knocked out. Go ahead, Joe in New York.
Well, the Mike Mancini letter aside, I would say that everything we're going through right now, like farm animals, is a smokescreen. To digress is take our attention away from exactly that, Alex. I see us going into it, and by the time it happens, there will be another controlled war in the defense market. We'll make a lot of money, and the dollar will be healthy again, and there will be a controlled non-nuclear war. I don't think it's going to have anything to do with Ukraine at this point. China might be involved with the Iranians, however. That's where I see everything going. I see everything happening right now as a smoke screen to take away, a bait and switch, our attention from what they really have planned down the road, which is written out in the Pike Mancini letter. If we recall, they took it down out of the museum in England. Must have had some worthiness if they did that. But that's what I'm thinking, Alex.
I don't think you're thinking it. I mean, Trump says he gave him a month to make a deal, and they've got nukes, folks. They got delivery systems now. That's what those tests were when they hit Israel.
Intrinsically, what I'm trying to point out is here we have a beef quarrel going on between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and really the American people don't really want to take a side on that. The global people, the populations of the world, really don't want to get involved with the religious scuffle between two religions. So it's kind of like going to be allowed to happen for that reason, and no one's really...
No, I mean, I agree. I don't want Israel, and I'm not against Israel in general, but I'm against Netanyahu and this whole Iran thing, and then Iran is running around surrounding Israel, attacking it, so I don't like the mullahs. Great, great comment. Thank you, Joe. Dale Comstock, can you respond to what he was saying about Iran?
Yeah, I think, Iran is definitely becoming a burgeoning threat for sure. And if they get a nuclear weapon, there's a lot of crazy talk. about them actually, you know, using a preemptive strike with nuclear weapons on Israel. Then, you know, of course, the Israelis are like, well, as soon as we think you have a reactor, we're going to come and bomb it again. But that's a, to me, that thing's starting to boil over. And the Iranians are a serious threat. But what they do is they fight their wars by proxy. You know, for example, Iraq, during Desert Storm, a lot of Americans were killed by Iranians, Iranian IEDs and snipers. A lot of people don't know that, but they were very active in that theater.
That's right. It was the Shiites, what, in the south and the east.
Yeah. And now we have them, you know, they're supporting the Houthis, in Yemen, fighting the Saudis. And so that's the way they do it is, you know, they use proxies, if you will, to fight. It's guerrilla warfare. You know, they're not going to come at us. They're not going to come at us head on, you know, army to army. They're going to.
And that's why they're hiring cartels to go and create lists of special operators.
There you go. And exactly right. So they're here, or in America, using that philosophy, that strategy. And I think also at the end of the day, man, the Hail Mary play is going to be is if they don't succeed with, the low level type, guerrilla warfare, unconventional warfare, I think then you could see a possibility that it might go nuclear. Of course, that would be just stupid because it really would be, you know.
Or Israel could do a nuclear false flag.
Yeah. There's so many things that could happen, man. It's like, it's anybody's guess. I'm more concerned about the Iranians than I am the Russians and the Chinese for sure. I think the Iranians, is it really because of religion or is it something else, you know, ideology? I think it's a combination of things, but for sure, you know, they're radicals and they're not. And here's the other thing. I've got some friends that are Iranians. They're really good people. It's not all Iranians.
Yeah, they've done internal polls. About 76% of Iranians don't like the government.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And here they are kind of like we were, you know, with Biden, you know, we're stuck in an umbrella of this regime that's controlling everything and leading us down this path of self-destruction. The same thing with the Iranians. The Iranian population, as you just pointed out, over 70%, they don't condone this stuff. They don't want a part of this BS that's going on, but you know, they're trapped. They're, you know, and what do you do? Well, I don't know if the Iranians are, you know, the population is armed like Americans. But I think there comes a point where you just have to say enough is enough and you rise up and you take over the government and you reset. You know, that's why we have the Second Amendment. This, you know, you and I.
I agree. That's where the CIA is bad. Operation Ajax, 1953, overthrows Mohammad Mossadegh using radical Shiites. Then they double cross them. Put in the Shah, then the Savak sets up a total police state, then the CIA double crosses and kills, claiming it's cancer after he was removed from the country, the Shah, and then there was backroom deals bringing the Ayatollahs in, then they double cross and use Saddam to attack them in the Iraq-Iran war in the mid-1980s, 7-year war, and then it just goes on and on and on. Our so-called leaders destabilizing the Middle East.
Exactly. You know what? And, you know, we want to think that, you know, America is the beacon of freedom and hope and, you know, and all these things. But when we have organizations at the government level that are doing underhanded, nefarious stuff, intentionally trying to destabilize the rest of the world to what end? It's not like, you know, it's not like people are lining up trying to come and attack our country. It's almost like we're trying to create warfare. We're trying to create, you know, all this chaos.
Because that gives the globalists control. I mean, that's what NATO says, is they legitimate. They've surrounded Russia and starting it. The Russians aren't perfect, but the West is starting it, in my view. I want to get your take on that. 60 seconds on that. Let's come back and take more calls. Dale Comstock, what do you think about this admission that the U.S. has been running the war? Obviously, you already knew that for the last 3 years in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Early reports, we knew there were American soldiers on the ground. There were boots on the ground. I know there are. And I don't have any official knowledge of that, but, I spent, almost 35 years, in the military and in the, with the government. And I've been in every campaign from Grenada in 1983 to the present conflicts abroad, every one of them as a combat soldier. So, I get it. I know how this thing works. There are boots on the ground. There are Americans on the ground. Not just, you know, mercenaries, but, there are guys there in an official government capacity, whether they're actually military or CIA or State Department or whoever. We got people on the ground. We've had people on the ground.
Dale, stay right there. More calls straight ahead. Dale Comstock's our guest. Stay with us. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back, myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser. Keeps on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor. And I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great. And, you know, this other company I use is great because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we'd been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C Plus. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Here's where all eyes now are on gold and silver, because gold went over $3,000 an ounce. It's at an all-time high. That's a very strong technical and psychological threshold number, that 3,000. So now that the world is looking at gold, the world is also going to be looking at silver. So even the massive growth that we've already seen, I'm guessing it's just the beginning.
Gut level, where do you think gold is in a month?
3,100 in a month, like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then I think it gets to 3,200 by the beginning of the summer. And we could literally see 4,000 as momentum starts to gather and as the eyes of the world get on it. And then silver, you know, probably 50 to 75.
People need to call you, do a free consultation, leave your name and number, 720-605-3900, kpm.com/gold. Do the form. They'll call you back. They'll do a free consultation. They can roll over your IRAs, 401ks. Do it now, folks. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. See ya.
It's good to be right, isn't it? Wow.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Gail's going to be with us another 20, 30 minutes, and then I've just got all this news that's broken, all this crazy stuff. Now, the press secretary is saying we're literally fighting an evil spiritual force, which is absolutely true. We need to just get it out there of what is really happening. That article's up with the video on InfoWars.com. That's coming up after Dale leaves us. Do a huge news blitz. But I'm hogging the airtime here with him. Let's go to your phone calls. Be sure and go to his website, DaleComstock.com, for his book and more. Let's talk to, thanks for holding, folks. I'll go to you quick now. Lonnie in Tennessee, you're on the air with one of the most famous Delta Force operators. Go ahead.
Mr. Comstock, Mr. Jones, my pleasure. Hey, I keep having this scenario run across my head. Got a battlefield right here in our own backyard. We got the enemies already across the border, just ready for ready to pop smoke. And we got a million men here with firearms, just ready for something to pop off. Who's our target?
Well, look, I'm not going to sit here and talk about targeting people on air. I mean, we don't want to go there. I think it's beyond obvious. And I'm not saying you're a Fed, but or bad Fed. Anybody wanting to talk about targeting stuff, it's not the place to go. We don't want to do that. We're only bringing this up because they're targeting us, and they want to go to civil war. And we're just simply explaining to them that we know. But I'm not going to. I mean, come on, Lonnie. Any other questions?
Well, my thing is, you know, everybody says, well, everybody talks about, you know, we have all the guns with our Second Amendment. But, you know, just I just imagine a scenario, and I'm probably one of those guys, family. I've shot, you know, my gun plenty of times, don't have a military background. I could just see a bunch of Rambos running around, you know, without any kind of military background, and it's just, it would be chaotic. I mean, what is the battle from?
Okay, well, yeah, that's what wars are, even the ones that are with big governments. It is chaos. Let me answer your question this way. The left is going to say it's a racial civil war when they kill a bunch of illegal aliens and blow up a ship of black church. They've already pre-programmed it. That's their move, okay? It's very transparent. They've even said that's their plan. Obviously, we're not behind that. They're going to set us up. It's going to be Trump supporters, they claim, did it. Some militia that's run by feds. That's an old story, okay? Over and over again. I've seen militias I know that have been cutouts that are being led by feds. I've said, you better watch out. They go, then the Fed goes, he's a Fed. And then later they set the group up. Atari militia, all of it. So you need to take care of your family. You need to have storable food. You need to help locals in a collapse. You need to worry about taking care of yourself. The fact, okay, if you don't already understand all this stuff, I'm not trying to be mean to you. I've even said, you know, I study this all the time. I'm saying what I'm telling you is you just don't need to be part of anything, okay? Okay? It's like if you're not a brain surgeon, you don't need to go out and do brain surgery. I'm not saying you're not smart. I'm not saying that's not your area. I'm explaining to the globalists, look at your security team around you. That's the Grim Reaper. And I know that, okay, because I understand it, and I know the culture, and I know America, I know what's going on. So, and I know you're asking Dale a question, but this is important, okay? If you don't understand all this, and you don't understand who the globalists are, to ask a question like, you know, target, we don't want to go there. We're only letting them know it's a two-way street. We don't want that. We're not calling for that. Don't do that. Especially, even if things go to hell, if you don't understand that, which I'm not putting you down. People don't study this stuff. I understand that. This is what we do here. But what I'm trying to say to you is that they want to make it black people are the enemy or white people are the enemy or the police are the enemy. They're going to be compartmentalized, not know what's going on. You want to, if stuff goes to hell, you want to stay out of the way of the military. You want to stay out of the way of the police. You understand they're teaching you in a civil war with all the movies and stuff. It's just the people fighting the military. No. It's going to break up into big groups real quick. It could go really fast or it could go really slow. The first thing the globals are going to do is hit their kill switches and everything and turn the power off. Okay? And then it'll be people that understand that, know how to deal with that. And we've got our people everywhere. So there's professionals out there. If things go long term, you'll see real leaders that pop up and governors and other people. It'll be clear who's who. And you'll hear 100 miles away, there's tanks and planes and people battling for the Capitol. Okay? And then you go to that and you know what team you're on. Okay, and then you fall in behind the experts. Dale, is that a good analysis?
Yeah, let me add just a little bit to that, expand on some. I think his question was more on the tactical level. How do you discriminate good guys from the bad guys? And I think what will happen is what almost always happens eventually is, eventually you'll have to identify who you are and you'll have a means to identify the bad guys. Either you guys will be wearing, like, I don't know, just red armbands or whatever. You know, there will be a way that you guys will organize and go, okay, this is the group that I belong to. We're on the same side. And it will take some organization and things like that. But like Alex said, eventually somebody's going to rise up that's going to be the leader and take charge, right? And start organizing things. The best thing you can do now is just take care of your family, prepare yourself for, you know, sit in the dark for a long period of time, with no electricity, no running water, things like that. But, if the time ever comes where we find ourselves in a civil war where we're literally fighting other Americans, we'll be in a bad place, right? And then, of course, the government, U.S. government, the military, you know, what part are they going to play? Who knows? But, I would say ultimately you'll figure out which side, who's who on the battlefield. It'll start to work itself out. And, first thing you have to do is take care of yourself and your family.
Perfect answer. And that's why people like General Flynn are heavily targeted, because if the bad guys make their move, they want to knock out leadership that would be obvious leaders. Right, Dale?
Absolutely, man. That's what they're looking for, right? I'll say one more thing real quick. I said this on the last show when I was on there with you, Alex. You know, not every man's a soldier. Lonnie, you said, you know, you were never in the military, but that's okay, right? Not every man is going to be a soldier. Not every man.
Yeah. Can you fix engines? Can you help people medically?
Well, every man should be a warrior. That's my bottom line is I don't care if you were not a soldier. Every man should be a warrior. You have to provide and protect, right? That's your mandate as a man. No pun intended.
But you know, I'm not saying people shouldn't defend themselves. I'm just saying people that haven't done the deep research or experienced all this stuff, they don't need to feel bad because they're not a general is what I'm saying.
Absolutely, right? Everybody's a warrior. Everybody should be a warrior. Fortunately, not everybody is a warrior, I guess, because there are some people that shouldn't be a warrior. But like the guy that said there's no women or men in women's sports or whatever, you know, I don't think I want that guy next to me. But
the woman.
But at the end of the day, man, you know, we're all warriors. We all have been warriors. You know, that's our nature anyways. Man is a warring ape. You know, we've 12,000 wars and we're still getting it. And we're never going to stop. It's going to be, as long as there's humans, there's going to be combat. There's going to be war. There's going to be disagreements. You know, just remember you're a warrior. If you're not a soldier, at least be a warrior. You know, it sounds like you're
prepared. Absolutely. And Lonnie, I wasn't trying to be mean to you. It's just that a radio broadcast, a TV program is not a war planning council, and we're only talking about this because they want to go to violence. We got to get ready. We hope to avert it. People need to know the stakes. We're doing this to avert it, so this is understood by the good guys. The bad guys already know it and have their plan. So I don't like having to even be discussing this. I've been studying this for 30-plus years from the political and cultural historic angle, and I can tell you I know a lot to do a lot of damage and hurt everybody else. Okay, even the very best people we've got, this stuff goes to shit, it's going to be horrible, okay? So it's not like the movies, people, all right? So I'm just trying to, I'm only putting this out to a warning to everyone that I'm one of the leading experts on this politically, and I'm telling you, it goes from bad to worse. Let's talk to Mike in California. You're on the air with Dale Comstock. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, guys. Pleasure to speak with you, Mr. Comstock. And just to kind of piggyback on what the other guy was saying, you know, there's that scene in The Patriot where the preacher puts the things aside and says, you know what, sometimes you're here to lead the sheep, sometimes you got to fight the wolves. So everybody needs to be able to flip that switch when it calls for it. But my thing is I got a 22-year-old son who's itching to go into the Army. Luckily, I've been an info warrior since 2009, and so we've talked about it. And I was like, don't go in now. It's COVID. You know, they're going to make you take the jab. Don't do this. But now he's wanting to go in. So if you could speak to all the 18 to 25-year-olds that want to go into the military, what would you want to say to them? How would you want them to be training before they go in? Because we're going to need people like you that they can trust and listen to and things like that.
Well, first off, this goes to hell unless we win quickly, strategically at the top. You're not going to have communications. Widespread communication. In fact, record all this. This knowledge here is critical when the lights go out. You need solar, all of it. Dale?
Yeah, so real quick. So I actually do a mentorship program where I actually young guys come to me, you know, 17 years old that are going to join the military next year. A lot of guys between 17 and 26. I have a group of guys that come to me for mentorship training, and guidance to prepare them for, a life in the military, which I highly recommend. Now, you know what's funny is during the last, administration, I told every guy that came to me, said, I want to join the military and be in special operations. Can you tell me what to do? I said, yeah, don't do it. I said, make yourself, find a job where you can be sovereign and you're not relying on anybody else. For your paycheck. Ideally, that's where you want to be. But, I said, for sure, don't join that last particular administration. Now, everybody's, you know, I guess the recruiting numbers are through the roof. Everybody wants to join, which is great. You know, we need another warrior class. You know, we lost a lot of that. It's been, you know, with all the weird stuff that was going on and the wokeness and all this other crap in the military, you know.
No, the left admits that was designed to purge our real military.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw this, back in year 2000, believe it or not. That's one of the reasons I actually decided to retire. It was already starting to happen then. You know, it started with, you know, everybody gets a black beret to feel good about themselves. So they took it from the Rangers, gave the Rangers a brown one, replaced a black one. Then they, you know, you'd have to pass a physical fitness test and basic training. You'd have to pass swim tests. Or then you had stress cards. If somebody's yelling at you, you know, your superior, you could hold a card up and you had to leave you alone. All this weirdness was already setting in. I realized, that was the beginning already for me of the end. That was 24, 25 years ago, when I retired. So yeah, I've been out that long, but, here's my advice to your son is, you know, first of all, the military is the best university in the world. Everything you need to know to survive in the world, and I don't mean like just rural survival or things like that, but I'm talking about post-military life, surviving in the civilian world, in the commercial world. The military will prepare you for all that. It's the best university. I've been very successful in business just because of my military training. So I highly recommend it now. Go to the military, take advantage of it. There's a lot of educational opportunities, but also, you know, do you need to really prepare for that? Well, if, you know, make sure you're physically fit. You know, most guys don't even qualify. I think 70% of most recruits are automatically disqualified because they're overweight and they're unhealthy, right? Well, how'd that happen? You look at the 60s, we were different people. So get in shape, get your mind in shape. And then moreover, you know, embrace the military, man. It's, there's going to be some days that suck. We call it embrace the suck, but, you know, it's going to make your son a better man. And at the end of the day, he'll be like me looking back, like, am I like my father? I never understood when my father was in his 50s. He'd go, man, if the military would take me back, I'd go back right now. Like, why would you do that? Right. And, now that I've been retired, I'm 62. I'm like, man, I would love to go back in the military. I see guys in the uniform, the Green Berets, and I'm like, man, I'd love to go back, you know? And I know they won't take me back, but, and I'd sure lose a lot of money and things like that, but, it's the best university in the world. The culture, the military culture, there's no culture like it, you know? And this is why they're trying to water it down, as you said, Alex. They're trying to dilute it with, you know, all this feminism, wokeness. And I used the example one time, a long time ago. I was on the Alan West show up in Washington DC when they brought it up about military, women, joining the military. And, you know, I pointed out that, you know, imagine you got an 11 man infantry squad and we're going to, you know, we got an op order to go attack a bunker or whatever. Right. And then, you know, the squad leader hands out the op order, go, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then all of a sudden you've got like, you know, you've got a couple beta males, a couple woke males, a couple of chicks in there like, hey, do we really have to attack them? Can we just send them a memo and just kind of work this thing out? You know, I think this is where it would eventually have gone. And I saw a lot of that in the military towards the end, and I also saw it with my service overseas, working for the U.S. government as a paramilitary operative. And I saw that. In fact, I was at one base where there was only a handful of Americans and 500 Afghans, and some of them were Taliban within our ranks, and everybody's carrying weapons except one girl. She didn't have even a sidearm. I said, where's your sidearm? She goes, I don't believe in guns. I was like, you know, we're at Fort Apache, right? In Indian country, we're surrounded by 500 dudes that can come over the walls any second and kill us all. And I said, you should be carrying a gun, not for yourself, but also to protect the rest of us. But this is the mindset that's out there.
It's deliberate sabotage and a purge. What do you make of a headset they've raise the fitness standards again? They lowered them for women, and so let's play a clip of the Secretary of Defense Hegseth, and I want to get your take on him. Here's a clip.
Arms.
Or maybe we don't.
Hey, everybody,
have
Pete Hegseth here. We're about to land in Washington D.C. on our way back from Japan, where we've been meeting with the troops, talking to allies and partners, reestablishing deterrence in the Indo-Pacific. It's Sunday, but of course we're still working. I want to show you one thing. It's a new memorandum that's coming out today on combat arms standards. You see, for far too long, we allowed standards to slip and different standards for men and women in combat arms MOSs and jobs. That's not acceptable. We need to have the same standard, male or female, in our combat roles to ensure our men and women who are under our leaders or in those formations have the best possible leaders and the highest possible standards that are not based at all on your sex, if you're a man or a woman. So we're signing this, I'm signing this memorandum today. The services will review, and soon we will have nothing but the highest and equal standards for men and women in combat.
So there you go. The sabotage is really being cleaned up. The DEI being shut down everywhere. Mike, thanks for the call. Your take on that, Dale Comstock.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad to hear that, man, because you're right. The physical fitness standards got watered down to like nothing. And if you were paying attention to globally, you know, everything that we used to do in the 40s and 50s and 60s as American soldiers in the military, right? Hand to hand, bayonet charge, everybody was fit, you know, it was grueling, it was tough. And then now you look at it and everybody's fat and out of shape, you know, I think the Air Force PT test was something like you just had to show up for a team sports, right? Play volleyball and that qualified as physical fitness. But when you looked at our potential adversaries, for example, the Chinese, the Russians, you look at even the Arabs in the Middle East, they're training now the way we used to train in the 50s and 60s, and the 40s when, you know, for World War II. And it's a paradigm shift. Suddenly we become these fat, lazy slobs. You know, that's what we're raising, and we're training, and we're going to go against the army.
Oh yeah, I've been seeing the Chinese troops training where they're pole vaulting into 3-story buildings.
Exactly, man. And then the argument will be, well, we don't need it. Well, you know, and they'll make the argument like you just said, well, when are we going to pole vault into a building? It's not the point about pole vaulting. It's about your physical conditioning, right? And that's the problem with integrated units that have women, particularly in combat arms. And I've seen this. It's a big fail every time. Look, the reason there are male sports and female sports is because there is a disparity in our strength and our height and our bone density and all these other things. And not only that, I would even argue, our mindset. As I said earlier, we are more programmed to provide and protect. We're warriors by nature.
I know a lot of it's classified, but what was the, back when you were qualified and got into Delta Force before that, in the Green Berets and all that, what was the qualification course compared to, I mean, have they upped that or have they been able to degrade that?
No, they never, as far as I know, they have never altered that because it's a system that works. By far one of the toughest selection courses in the world, hands down. And the standard of performance is so secretive, it's never been leaked out because as soon as it leaks out, everybody knows what the standard is. And then you get guys cheating the system and they end up being a Delta operator and then get kicked out later on anyways. It's one of the best guarded secrets. You know, I don't think I've ever seen a secret guarded that well by anybody. But they know how important it is that the secret is protected because that ensures that Delta gets only the best and most qualified operators and not some guy. And they're not going to lower the standard because you can't afford the lower standard. You know, you literally have to be a tactical athlete, to be a Delta operator or Ranger or SEAL, or even in the Green Berets. You've got to be super fit because you're carrying, look, my rucksack on average weighed about 80 to 90 pounds. My body armor with my LBE weighed 35 pounds and I carried a Car 15 with M203 grenade launcher with all the bells and whistles. That thing was about 10 to 12 pounds. And I weighed 164 pounds. All right. That was more than half my body weight. And I had to be able to carry that load for 40 miles and jump with it. There's a lot of athleticism involved in that. And that's why there has to be a PT standard and lowering the standard to accommodate the weaker people is not helping the force, and all it's doing is jeopardizing your fellow soldiers.
So you had to carry more than your body weight 40 miles was one of the things.
Oh yeah, dude. I carried it regularly. I got so used to it. It was like wearing a t-shirt, you know, but it was a lot of weight. And, I'll give you an example. When I went into Modelo prison in Panama, in a raid on, Modelo prison in Panama, during the Noriega regime, when we did the assault on the prison, we had to strip the helicopters. We had little birds to go in and they were going to deliver us on the roof. At that time, the little birds were only, they had the ACL was not very high, not like I can say because of the engines they were using back then. So, we had to literally strip avionics out of the helicopter the pilot didn't need. In fact, two of the four helicopters we had, we only had one pilot because one pilot was too much weight. And we had to all strip ourselves down. I was the lightest guy at 164 pounds and I had 70 pounds of gear on. And I was the lightest guy with the lightest load on there, right? And I was carrying breaching equipment, you know, guns and everything. And no water, by the way. There was no water on our bodies either. So think about that. For anybody out there that, you know, thinks that I could do this, ask yourself, do you think you could carry 100 pounds, 120 pounds, you know, for long periods of time, climbing walls, carrying your buddy? You have to be physically fit. You have to be an athlete. Just barely making it by is not going to cut it. And so the listeners out there who are, you know, who have sons or who themselves are thinking about joining the military, Get in shape, watch your diet, work out.
And then, of course, you got to be cool, calm, and collected in the stress on top of it. People trying to kill you.
On top of that, right? Point. You got to have the right mindset.
Adam in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, it's an honor to talk to both of you. I remember hearing 6-8 months ago about Department of Defense Directive 5240.01 in the Biden administration. I remember that being pretty unsettling for me to hear, and I haven't heard about it since. So I'm wondering if, you know, that still stands where Hegseth stands with it, if it could help Trump to kind of allay some of the fears before the inevitable false flag attack they'll do on the migrants, like you're stating here. I'm just wondering if it'll help in any way or if it's still completely active. And
yeah, that's right. Biden greenlit basically martial law targeting American patriots. And then claimed Trump was planning that. Yeah. And has that been rescinded? Dale Comstock, you got any information on that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's been rescinded or not, but that's kind of interesting because if it's still active, then Trump could actually use it to his favor, right? And flip the script on him. Of course, it's very, you know, it's very distasteful, the whole thing. Pissed me off when I read it too. You know,
for those that don't know, it's coordination for martial law taking over the local towns and cities.
Yeah, exactly. We have something already in place like that, posse comitatus, right? You know, that's under extreme circumstances.
Rex 84.
Yeah. So, but, you know, this other one, that was a little bit more like, you know, I almost feel like it was a shot across everybody's bow saying, you know, don't make us mad. Don't say the wrong thing. We'll come and get you. It was a threat is what it was. And he was threatening to use the military against us. Like you pointed out earlier, though, at least combat arms, they're not going to side with the left. I mean, most combat arms troops are conservative. They're patriots. They're right leaning and they believe, you know, in all the values that most of us on the right believe in. Right. So, I guess the only people they'll send after us is, you know, the lefties in the military, you know, who probably can't shoot anyways, right? They might have to come after us with the cook spoons or something, but.
Yeah, no, they're going to be directing gangs and others. Adam, anything else?
No, I got lots of other questions, but not on this subject. So
All right. I've been holding Dale a long time, but do 5 more minutes with us. I want to go to Jim and James. Everybody, we'll go to break for 2 minutes, come back, finish up with him for 5, then I'm going to got all this news. I'm loaded for bear. Bunch of stuff I didn't get to, and a bunch that's broke. Just so much coming up next hour. Dale Comstock, be sure to visit his website. It's been on screen there for you. That's DaleComstock.com. Follow him on X, Official American Badass. Really good guy, just classic Americana. And the thing is, the left is about mental illness and being in a cult. So, of course, almost no one that's, I mean, I don't think anybody really in the military is a leftist at those levels of competency because you can't be. I don't know any fighter pilots. I don't know anybody. I mean, they got more and more, you know, these leftist helicopter leftist pilots that work for Obama and Biden. They're all crashing, you know, into airplanes over Reagan. I mean, they're just scum. And I mean, and they're scum that want to run things. Nothing worse than incompetent scum that want to be the boss. Anybody that's really the boss knows it's a responsibility. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. So I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks, more entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today, experience the amazing benefits, and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, Jim and James will be our tail gunners. Jim in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Dale Comstock. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I just want to say, first thing, it's an honor to speak to you and Mr. Comstock, two American heroes for sure. And also, I want to say that you and Mr. Trump are probably the two best delegators that I've ever witnessed. Your crew is fantastic. And all the people that don't contribute to you, they are true deadbeats. One thing I want to say, as a surface ship sailor during the Panama, Maldives, whatever area, and I'm looking to Mr. Comstock again to, we're all looking for direction. Okay, I bleed red, white, and blue. I took a note to the Constitution. But I'm also a member of what's called a black and yellow organization, okay? And we were lousy with feds in the Philadelphia area, but there's a lot of patriots out here that we're keeping a level head, and we are looking for leadership from the younger generation. And I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do, and that's pretty much it. All right? That's what I wanted to say.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you so much. Let's talk to James in Indiana. Last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, Harrison said you guys have been wiretapped. I was wondering how many of your callers have been illegally wiretapped and screwed with. And also, if you want to know what's going on in the country, talk to the bus drivers, because during the beginning of the Ukraine war, I found out from a bus driver that the U.S. government was sending troops over there before anybody else did.
Yeah, I mean, as for wiretapping, everything's NSA runs through it. I don't know what Harris is particularly talking about. I mean, the FBI has been targeting me as a level 3 national security threat, open investigation since 2013. We got those documents. I mean, it goes on everywhere. I already know that. It's just so they can try to infiltrate us and try to pull a bunch of crap, and we're just completely straight-laced. So, I mean, it's anything they ever do, they'll have to set us up. They put my co-host in prison for January 6th. He was right next to me, stopped people going in the building. They didn't care. I mean, it's we're targets. We know it. But you have a specific question for Dale Comstock?
I think you guys are great patriots. I love what you're doing, and stay at the forefront, and make sure the veterans' issues out there, because the VA's been filling our vets.
And I saw in the comment you told the folks answering the phone, the crew, the great crew, you want to talk about an enemies list. I mean, I mean, look, they're making enemy list of us. All I'm saying is we just say, we know you're terrorists. We know you're planning this. You're your own Democrat Party uprising plan. This is illegal as hell. If you start coming after us, you know, it's a two-way street. And I don't think list, I mean, the point is everybody knows who the globalists are who are calling the shots. I mean, what's your question or comment on that?
I believe, because you came out and said that the government's been going into people's phones and stuff and whatnot and setting people up, I believe that the government is illegally going into these hospitals, these civil organizations, and trying to frame people.
Well, when you say government, it's 80% of the intel is private corporations, it's corporations, it's leftist NGOs, it's globalist operatives are everywhere, and yeah, they've got backdoor systems, they do all sorts of stuff, that's Vault 7 thing you're talking about. You know, framing people, that's just one example. But I mean, yeah. But there's a lot more of us than them. That's why you've got to become aware. Look, in general now, the left's been weaponized. Don't turn your back on them. Don't eat dinner with them. Don't tell them anything. Treat them like a demon they are. I mean, I'm telling you, you're in a war where the war's already here. It's like Dale says, it's psychological, it's economic, it's cultural. And just being aware of that, not as a victim, but standing up to it, and then unifying with others that are aware of it, And then getting real about this and warning others. That's what I'm saying. Dale Comstock, closing comment, brother.
Yeah. I was going to say one thing. I get a lot of people go, you know what? I don't even listen to news anymore. I'm so fed up with this stuff. I just want to ignore it. That's exactly what they want you to do. You have to pay attention. You got to read the tea leaves. Because, you know, in this case, knowledge is power and learning is superpower, so to speak. So you got to know what your adversary is up to and prepare yourself. And the other thing is, you know,
Dale, hold on. 60 seconds. We're joining 450 radio stations. I'm sorry. That breaks in the start of the hour. Come back. I'm glad we're ending on this because this is absolutely key. You know what the enemy's going to do by their lying. This is the critical intel. I want you to spend a few more minutes on this, then we'll let you go. We really appreciate your time. They'll hit all the news. Back in 60 seconds, folks. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Dale Comstock, one of the most famous Delta Force operators, security expert, geopolitical analyst, is our guest. Some stations don't carry that first five. We just finished with calls. He was giving a few more final pieces of advice that restate that and then spend a few minutes on that because this is absolutely key. People ask, how do I know over and over again what they're going to do? Well, the corporate media lies and twists, but they're pre-programming and like before you plant seeds in a garden, tilling it, getting it ready. And in the case of the war games that they had 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, Trump was going to win. They stole it. And then they said again, that war game goes. I mean, they should be arrested for seditious conspiracy for real. John Podesta and the rest of them saying we're going to break away, have a civil war, take the blue cities and states and have an uprising. And Carbill and Raskin have all said it. And then they're pre-programming. Oh, again, I say this every day. We got to play you the clips. Oh, Trump's going to kill the migrants. Homan's going to mow them down. CNN, they're going to come and kill them at these demonstrations because they're planning it. And that's the trigger to make the Civil War look racially based when it's really a globalist attempt to get Americans killing each other. So we don't want the Civil War. It isn't a Civil War. It is a psychological warfare operation, irregular warfare system. Dale, elaborate on that.
Yeah, so it's a form of seeding, right? So they're basically seeding the lawn for the weeds that are going to come later on. But again, my recommendation is everybody, you know, pay attention to what's going on. Don't go, I'm not going to pay attention to news because it's too, you know, too bothersome. That's what they want you to do. Pay attention to the news, but be very critical of it. Don't believe everything you see and hear on the news, right? I mentioned it already. Television to television, TV programs to program you. And it's very effective. Many of you have heard of the, Operation Mockingbird, right? Where all the news agencies out there are all parroting the same exact verbiage. How did that happen? Because it's a psychological arm. It's one of the psyops arms of the leftists. That's how they use it to manipulate people. But pay attention, see what they're saying, listen to what they're saying, analyze it. And then the other thing is, you know, be bold, man. Stand your ground. You know, stay prepared, stand your ground and be prepared to move forward if you have to. Stop cowering down. Don't think it's an unwinnable war because it's not. You know, I'll go back to the Mujahideen and the Russians. The Mujahideens and flip-flops and the AK-47s beat the hell out of the Russian army. It's happened many times in history. You're not defeated until you actually lay down your arms and give up. Until then, you still got power. We're still in control, even though it may not seem like it. As long as we've got firearms, we got the Second Amendment, we've got the First Amendment, we're still in charge. In spite of what these knuckleheads do, these globalists do, we still run the world. Until we give up our weapons and they shut us up and we don't speak anymore, then yeah, go ahead and put your ball and chain on and go to work and plow the fields wherever they want you to do at that point.
So, yeah, they let you live.
They're going to cull a lot of us. A lot of us are going to be eliminated from the gene pool. They don't want us reproducing. They want cheap. That's what they need. They need cheap. So that's what they're going to go for.
All right. Dale Comstock, amazing interview. Thank you so much. And anytime you got intel or breaking news, you don't have to come on for 2 hours. You're always welcome to, but good to have you pop in for 20, 30 minutes here and there whenever you got news. Stay in contact. And God bless. Be safe.
Appreciate it. Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I really don't like talking about this stuff, okay? Because I know a lot about it. And I know how horrible it is. They are, as I told you, when they blew up the first Tesla and the same PSYOP unit out of Fort Bragg, the guy runs the car into the people in New Orleans. I'm like, you can go back to those. It was in mid-January, right before Trump was sworn in. I said, all right, they're going to start blowing up Teslas everywhere. Watch. And of course, that's what happened. It was those guys you're told did that, didn't do that. They killed them before. Because they were whistleblowers. So they'll recycle people. McVeigh was sheep-dipped out of the Army, CIA. And they learned they were going to bomb the Myrtle Building. He said, we were supposed to do a sting cooking this bomb for these white supremacists, Elohim City, Southern Poverty Law Center was running. So they set him up. And, I mean, this is what I do, folks. All I do is this. All I do is study this, okay? And when you know they're pre-programming, it is not even 2 + 2 = 4. It is 1 = 1. Now, and I wasn't trying to be mean to that caller saying, well, there's a civil war. What do I do? We can't sit here on air and know what the scenarios are going to be. We know the general scenarios. And by exposing this, the globalists may not try this, though they're already rolling it out, so it looks like they're going to do it, because we're already in it. They can try to pull it back, but not much longer if they keep going. And they got enough lone wolf brainwash people, who knows what they're going to kick off. I mean, this is already out of control. It's a runaway train. Like Dell said an hour and a half ago. He said, this is not good. So I don't have any dreams about a bloodbath and, you know, finally get the bad guys and all this crap. I'm just telling everybody, you go there to the bad guys. You don't want to go there. And if people are listening to this and you don't understand all of this, it's okay. That's not your lane. All right? I'm doing most of this for the bad guys. Because they know I say what I really think, and I'm almost always right. There is no scenario they don't end up deader than doornails if they keep going. All right, now I like the electricity on. And I'd like to sometime this year maybe go on a vacation to, you know, to a nice Caribbean island and look at some fish and maybe eat some fish tacos. And I'd like to have some grandkids down the road. I mean, I had, you know, some great Chinese food last night. Saw a great sunset driving home. People that sit around and dream on the left about their big commie revolution like China or Russia, we're not the serfs from Russia that were already controlled and then were just put into a nightmare. We're not the Chinese 5,000 years of slavery. And I'm not putting the Chinese down. And the Scot-Irish, whole English rebellions and wars of 1,000 years of the Emerald Isles. And you read this in the Globalist White Papers, is what they want to extinguish. It's not even it is the genetics. But it's also that, you know, Colonel Travis, all of that. They don't like it. And the English Civil Wars, that's what the common law, all the good stuff we've got comes out of that with the Christian influence, that melding. And then, of course, that became the big powerful command base because it was so strong, and then it became evil. That's the paradox of something that's so strong and so good, then the evil comes in and takes over. And so the fight for the soul of the world is in America. That's what the globalists, you know, they say, the globalists, why would they overrun and destroy England and try and destroy Ireland and Scotland? Because even though you don't see the fires of real rebellion and cultural rebellion there, that's where it came from. I mean, it's genetic, folks. Because there were constant civil wars. Perpetual. And it's epigenetic. I mean, you don't think it's a mistake that I'm a Jones and I just can't help but do this. Fight evil. And everybody's got their own background in genetics as well, wanting freedom. But there are just philosophies that grow out of genetics. You can say, oh, is it nurture? Well, it's really nature. And then when the tyranny comes, the nature is triggered. Because you nurture something, everything's fine, it goes to sleep. But it wakes up when the bad comes. The switches get flipped. And now the switches have been flipped. And now the war mind activates and heats up white hot. And the bad guys get beaten because they don't have one tenth the brain power or the spirit to win. Because they aren't willing to really sacrifice. And if you don't sacrifice by speaking out and standing up and doing the right thing now in the info war that is the war, you will never physically fight when the real time comes if we failed and gotten to that point. Total commitment means you don't even think about commitment. You are committed. When you're committed, it's not even commitment. It is. There's not even a thought or a discussion of backing down. There's not even 0.1% of doubt about the mission. You will carry out and you will succeed or you will die. And that is good. Because in that is the purity. The world is a giant munitions warehouse with a bunch of globalist monkeys running around with belts of hand grenades around their waist. And Satan's like a big TV screen they're watching, showing them how much fun it is to pull the hand grenade pin. if we get a bloody civil war going, which it won't even be a civil war, it's the cover for a globalist takedown, that means the pin's been pulled. And that pin gets pulled, there goes the whole ball game. And yeah, don't worry. The globalists are all dead. You think their supply lines, you think their security people stuck in bunkers with them are going to be happy learning about their families dying? I've explained this to the globalists quite a bit on air because I want them to really get it sunk into their brains. You won't be in the current civilization you're in when the veneer of civilization that is thin and is almost worn away goes away. And then if you think you're monsters, you think you're scary, you don't have any idea what monsters are. But if you summon those monsters, you will be destroyed. But a lot of us will be consumed in it as well. But this is what happens in history, and it's where we are. So, your shirt having a wrinkle on it, or some of your bills being late, or wrinkles in your face, or the fact that your neighbor's got a cooler car than you, that shouldn't even enter your consciousness. It doesn't matter. What matters is your spirit. What matters is your integrity. What matters is who you are, because God made you and knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and God is testing you and God is watching you. This planet is the qualification course for infinity. And if people will just let that sink in, that it's a fight between good versus evil, and that most of the people going along with the evil do it just because they're lazy and they're scared, well, they ought to be God-fearing. You ought to fear God, not the devil and his loser army of trash gremlins. You ought to fear being cut off from God. And you know who God hates? God hates cowards. And God hates people that target children. Suffer the little ones unto me. It would be better for a man to tie a millstone around his neck and throw himself into the depths of the ocean to be drowned than to harm one of these little ones. Because what you do to them, you've done to me. Me! And that's why Satanists like to hurt children and dumb them down and cut them up and do it right out in the open, the transgenderism, because they're slicing God up. They're driving nails through God's hands. Because God loves those children and their potential. Because God wants them to make the right choices and to be led and guided and directed into that eternal kingdom. But to make sentient, conscious, free will creatures, you must give them the freedom. And those that deliberately try to mislead and misguide the little ones will face the eternal wrath of the Creator. So you Satanists, keep smiling, keep laughing, keep pushing. Because I've seen where you go. And if you want to be locked up with all your sin by yourself, cut off from God, in a tomb. Oh, you'd wish there was fire. You'd wish there was pain. But all there'll be is eternity with yourself. All right. Speaking of that, spiritual warfare. Yes. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt describes evil forces behind attempt on Trump's life. Here it is.
It's warfare out there. You know, in Christian terms, people will call what's happening in our country today spiritual warfare. Yeah. Do you see it in those terms, kind of good versus evil out there, and you know, that context? How do you see that?
I certainly believe in spiritual warfare, and I think I saw it firsthand, especially throughout the campaign trail with President Trump. And I think there certainly were evil forces, and I think that the president was saved by the grace of God on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, and he's in this moment for a reason. We're all here for a reason, and I think it's a miraculous thing that has taken place in our country.
Simple but true. There's good and there's evil. What side are you on? And the evil is very out in the open and evident now. Not a very hard decision to make now, is it? Only if you were given over to grand, great delusion would you even go against your own interest and serve the New World Order. So, we've been deindustrialized with the globalist middlemen, with China and others. It's been going on for really 80 years, but accelerated the last 50. And they're going to try to crash the markets tomorrow. When Trump, they tried already in mid-March, 15 days ago. They're going to try to crash it. So what? It's a buying opportunity. Because the real policies of stopping demoralization, of cutting energy prices, of bringing massive industrial base for our strategic defense and more, and our pride is happening. Oh, Trump's going into the government and censoring. History doesn't like. No, we're just talking about the government pay to brainwash kids to cut their genitals off, and that America sucks, and you know all that crap. No, you can go do that unpopular crap on your own dime. And these are all the right moves. If Trump cannot be sucked into war with Iran or keeping the war with Russia going, we're going to be in good stead. And the problem is, Iran doesn't make that very easy. People want to make everything this side or that side. I don't like what Israel's doing. I'm not naive about who created Hamas, who stood down, all of it. But then you want to, how about you move some Palestinians into your house? They're so good. Come out the culture. Why won't the Muslims take them? You think you want a revolution in your country? Look at all the towns in England run by the Muslims now. And you see the right wing everywhere. Oh, God, some of the right wing. Oh, the Muslims are all our buddies. They don't like Israel. Give me a break. It's a whole leftist policy brought the Muslims in here. And George Soros and Obama and the Arab Spring, it's a sick, disgusting alliance. The CIA put the Ayatollah Khomeini in 1980. Does it mean they run Iran? No. But it's that Machiavellian to the 10th power garbage. And it's so indicative of Middle Eastern culture and then Persian culture. And I'm not knocking Persians. They're very interesting, smart people. But, man, you mix that with Shiite Islam, you got a nasty combination. And, you know, I'm just a straight shooter. Sure, I can see all the Machiavelli crap and how evil it is. But people that are into their Hegelian dialectic manipulation. Oh, I study the dialectic because it's a good model to understand how it works. They didn't invent what is described by the Hegelian dialectic. It's like psychology didn't invent, it just categorized names for things. But the sun just shines and the rain just falls, and that's how the world works. It's just true. Mama loves her baby. Daddy loves mama. And the sunset's beautiful. And you know what's good and you know what's wrong. And just do the good thing. Instead of the dark side, the manipulation. I mean, my goodness, if I wanted to be nasty and do horrible things, I mean, I could really hurt my enemies. But see, this is a spiritual test. Will you put on the ring of Sauron to win? Well, you win in the first level, the first approximation, the first order, but it all turns to destruction and pain and ugliness. And that's why, if you're going to embrace evil, well, you might as well just go for it. But real evil doesn't usually masquerade around like some fiery-eyed 20-foot devil with a black crown. No. Comes up, puts its hand around you, tells you how much it wants to empower you. More news straight ahead. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser. Keeps on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Told about this last week by folks in Congress, and they wanted to sneak attack him with it, but I've forgotten that this was happening today. I told you Anna Paulina Luna had a big hearing coming up, and boy, is she awake. Daily listener. And Oliver Stone is testifying in Congress right now. Here's a short clip of what he was just saying a little while ago.
I asked the committee to reopen what the Warren Commission failed miserably to complete. I ask you in good faith, outside all political considerations, to reinvestigate the assassination of this President Kennedy from the scene of the crime to the courtroom, which means, which never happened, but which means the chain of custody on the rifle, the bullets, the fingerprints, the autopsy that defies belief, and that if it were a murder, we'd have given to the poorest man dying in a gutter. Let us reinvestigate the fingerprints of intelligence all over Lee Harvey Oswald from 1959 to 1960, his violent death in 1963. And most importantly, this CIA, whose muddy footprints are all over this case, a true interrogation.
Yeah, I got a call from the committee last week on some stuff. Very interesting things coming up in Congress. People are really waking up in there. Because of you backing this broadcast, I can't tell you how many members of Congress, and I should push to get them on, I can do that. We need to get MCG back on. She's been on a while. Doing a great job. But I get a lot of calls from members of Congress asking me, is this accurate? Is that accurate? I mean, I talk to people in Congress calling me every day. And that's all like, oh, people from Congress call me. I'm just saying that's the level. That's been going on a long time, but I mean, it's intense now. And it shows all the demonization, all the attempts, all the stuff, all the lies, all the twisted things they said I did to try to, oh, don't go listen to him. Oh, God, that guy's a... It's all backfired. Because you stayed the course. You backed me. You did this. And our effect and our worldview is the closest thing to accuracy there is. Because that's this, we know the system, we know how it works, we have wide spectrum analysis of it. And we know how to read the enemy hieroglyphs in our sleep. And when more people really finally get stuff in focus, when they put the glasses on, like they live, it's bye-bye globalist system. Because it can only operate in the dark. So that is exciting. Look at this. Israel nixes U.S. import tariffs a day before Trump set to levy duties on trade allies. Just got rid of all the tariffs. Well, that's fair. Why do you have tariffs on us and we don't have them on you? We're not being mean. So good for Israel. That's a good thing Israel did. Good. And like Trump told Macron when he was first in office, he said, you won't take any of our appliances, blenders, washers and dryers, dishwashers, hot water heaters, garbage disposals, just not, nope, won't even take them. So Trump said, all right, I'll just put a, they said, no, we're not getting rid of it. He said, oh, 100% tariff on all your wine. 3 minutes later, call back, fine. And then they do other little sneaky stuff to block it, and that's what the reciprocal tariffs thing is. It's not just reciprocal tariffs. It's all the hidden tariffs, all the hidden crap. Trump's like, we're going to look case by case, and it's over. Because, again, the globalists want us deindustrialized. They want to control us, and they want as middlemen to control that market, because if those countries and corporations don't give them a big slice of the pie, they will come in with regulations and tariffs, but nobody ever did make the deal. Because America ran the world by 1950. And then our power, because we'd been the freest country on earth, not perfect, but the best system, was parlayed into building this big, disgusting, globalist, derivative-based empire that we pay for, we enforce, we get the blame for, when nobody's enslaved as much as somebody in the empire, but enslaved with the chains of Hollywood and Satanism. And America, it has awoken to a great extent, and it isn't. But when you first wake up in the dark, you just know the fire alarm's going off. You don't turn the light on, get your bearings. And we're going through that getting our bearings right now. This is the critical time. And once the public gets its bearings, which people are all different degrees of getting their bearings, I'm getting my bearings more all the time, too. What did Socrates say? I know nothing. The fool knows everything. And I know what the fools are doing. And what they're doing is getting ready to blow the surface of the earth up. I want to hit a bunch of more news here, but Elon, you know, this is 2 days ago, but I was watching it again this morning. Of course, they already know who's getting it. But he gets asked over and over again and talks about it. Well, hey, you found all this, you know, trillion stolen plus. You know, who's it going to? You know, how do the Democrats get it? And he goes, well, funny, you know, AOC comes to Congress worth $10,000. And after a couple of terms, you know, she's worth, what is it, $15 million, $20 million? How'd she do that on $200,000 a year? Boy, that's a business plan. Pelosi gets in Congress, you know, worth nothing, now worth hundreds of millions. Her husband's the real bag man. $800 million or something that we know of. It's a big family business. I mean, to the point of, you know, their restaurants stay open during COVID. Nobody else's does for, you know, evil nephew. You may have heard of him, Gavin Newsom. And he goes, well, it's very interesting. You know, he goes, how they do it? Oh, it's very simple. They send the money out mainly overseas. It comes back into companies and NGOs, and those companies contract for contracts, and then their wives, their husbands, their daughters, their sons, their uncles, their nephews, their nieces, or their secretary, you know, runs a company, and then that company goes and does contracts with them. Or they give some group a monopoly of the gas, say in Ukraine, then they hire all their families, and then that gas company comes invest in businesses just with the Bidens and the hundreds of millions of dollars, and then no business is even set up. But in many cases, like these judges, I mean, all of them, They themselves, in many cases, get the money directly from the NGO that they chair. And their wife and their daughter and their son are sit over these NGOs, and many times are top administrators in agencies. Remember, Congress got caught 20 years ago in massive insider trading. And so Congress just passed a law making it legal. As long as they file a report. So as long as you tell everyone that you did it, it's okay. So the big joke is just follow how Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell invest and you'll do great, which you do. You know, they go invest a month before in the telecoms that get the $45 billion to build broadband internet. And now it's $90 plus billion the last 4 years, and not one customer got anything. And then you wonder why they wrote all these dozens of assessments that are impossible between the feds and the states where nothing can get built, because they don't want anything built. Because if they're going to steal trillions of dollars, they want to make you even more poor in general, so their money's worth more. Even though it's being devalued, that hurts you because you don't have a lot of it. To them, it's all just fiat. They just accelerate the number they get. They just add zeros to it. It's the philosophy of neo-feudalistic technocracy where you own nothing and eat bugs. Oh, they won't be eating bugs, and they'll own everything. And you've got the average financially, politically illiterate person. The average leftist that has $50,000 in student loan bills and can't get a job because the degree's worthless, 90-plus percent of them. And then they're pissed because the Republicans don't want to pay off their loan. It's unconstitutional. The degrees are worthless. It will cause massive inflation. And then everybody else will want their loans forgiven. But Trump comes in and says, I want to cap credit card interest at 10%. Should be 5%. But the point is, that's what you do. You ban usury, which is 10% or higher compounded as a usual definition. Because those are loans. Remember, as soon as I moved out at 18, and you know, I had some jobs, didn't make good money for an 18-year-old, but all of a sudden I went and got an apartment, and within 2 weeks, my little mailbox there at the apartment was loaded with credit cards. Bank One, all of it. You got a $5,000 credit limit. 15% interest. 33 years ago. It's a lot worse now. Clinton's changed all the laws so you could really rip people off. It's all predatory. Meaning you get eaten. Not you get a loan, so you build a good business and then the bank gets a reasonable return on it. No. Oh, no, 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 no. And again, it's the little banks that help people. So what's happened in the last 20 years? They've slashed over 80% all that Federal Reserve money that the Treasury then puts digitally out, where you don't get any of it. I don't get any of it. Unless it's an exorbitant interest to hurt you. Hurt you. Wow, you think folks that are targeting our boys to cut their genitals off and our girls might want to hurt us? Might want to give us a COVID shot that makes our body mass produce HIV spike protein that destroys our DNA cancer repair spiral? Yeah. See, it's not rhetoric that they want you dead. They want to make you dumb down and sick, and then they suck the money out of you while they kill you. And it's not because they don't care about you. They care about you so much. They care about torturing you to death in their religion. They care about, it's a passion. Oh, they like it.
They love it. Oh, they love you in their satanic way. See?
Well, the liberals are dumb. Their slaves are, all in the process of being destroyed spiritually and physically. But no, the big bosses, oh, they're vampires. They don't live forever, but the spirit in them has been around a long time. And it wants to do one thing. Make you desperate and scared and sick and alone so that you'll roll over to it out of fear, spiritual Stockholm syndrome, and kneel to Satan. And then once you've done that, they've got your soul. Not the most valuable thing, the only thing. The only thing that matters. The soul. The soul. The soul. You. Your eternal being. The Promethean fire. You are the Promethean fire. The light that God created to light the way into the universe. And the false light, who was the light bearer, is jealous of you because you are the new light, the distributed light, by the trillions and the quadrillions. You will green the universe. Quadrillions of galaxies, Googleplexes upon infinities of worlds, all laying out before you like Christmas presents under the tree. Yeah. You might want to join God's team. Here's Elon Musk.
A lot of strangely wealthy members of Congress, where I'm trying to connect the dots of how do they become rich while earning, how do they get $20 million if they're earning $200,000 a year? It sounds, that's how do, I just, nobody can explain that. So something's, yeah, we're going to try to figure it out and certainly stop it from happening. So
that was an extremely bold and, quite frankly, courage-filled statement yesterday in Wisconsin by Elon Musk. He's not only exposing the millions and millions of Social Security numbers willfully given.
Hey, it's okay. Anything I really want to play, just magically, I get it. I gave him like 10 Elon clips. Not the Chris fault.
I want his actual speech, not me, not my report from last night. I want this. I want this. It's on the list. Hell, I'll tell you which clip it is. Yep. No. Nope. At the start of the show was this weird long, spent like 10 minutes this morning metaphysically. I'm not on this clip. Like, no, it's this clip. No, it's that clip. No, it's a 5-minute clip. Let's just. Not gonna get mad. It is. And I get it. There's so many clips, you know. I just spent for hours prepare this clip. But I understand. Let me just read all the list off till I find it here. Yeah, that's not it. This morning, I kept saying this morning, I'm like, no, it's this 5-minute clip I want. And I resent it. And they're like, no, it's this 1-minute clip. It's this 30-second clip. I'm going to stop bitching. I'm going to stop. It's been a good day. I'm really focused. It was really important what he said. Maybe by tomorrow at 11 a.m. I can play it. But I kind of already described it to you. Here's the clip again. It's 129, and I said, I actually want the 5-minute one where it's he elaborates. See this clip? This was a long, convoluted thing today. First, it was this clip, and then I said, I want this longer one, and I sent it. And people brought me this clip back, and I went, no, it's this clip. And now with all the papers on my desk, let's just stop. Let's just
Let's just give up. Okay, just, yeah, you know, okay, all right. I'm out of dick, folks. I've been up since 4 a.m. and lots going on, and I just get frustrated. It's a lot happening. Let's try this clip. Here it is.
My question is about USAID. Has the Doge team found any evidence that any of the radical left Democrats like Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer have received money directly from USAID? And if so, will we be hearing about that evidence anytime soon?
Yeah. So there is a massive amount of corruption, but it is circuitous. So what happens is there's money that, obviously it's your taxpayer money, that is then sent to various government organizations who then send it to NGOs, which an NGO is a non-governmental organization, but obviously if it's a government-funded non-governmental organization, it's just an organization, it's just the government. And effectively there's a giant fraud loophole, which is that the government can send money to an NGO that is then no longer governed by the laws of the United States. So they'll send the money overseas to one NGO, then they'll go through a bunch of them, and then I'm highly confident that a bunch of that money then comes back to the United States and lands in the pockets of the people you just mentioned. But it is a circuitous route. It's not like it doesn't go directly, but let's just say that there's a lot of strangely wealthy members of Congress, where I'm trying to connect the dots of how do they become rich while earning, how do they get 20 million if they're earning 200,000 a year? It sounds, nobody can explain that. So something's, yeah, we're going to try to figure it out and certainly stop it from happening. So. Yeah. I mean, just in general, the whole NGO scam is just crazy. It's blown my mind, really.
Elon's lane. That's the Justice Department, about criminal charges. But it has to happen. It's not a vindictive thing. The globalists and their minions are like psychotic Frankensteins on methamphetamine and PCP roaming around the countryside. So it has to be done. And again, due process takes time. We're seeing major movements. All this stuff like, you know, taking down the deep states, like pulling up to a fast food restaurant, ordering your food, and 5 minutes later you got it. That ain't how this works, okay? And again, we've gotten so many giant gains. I should be way more positive. I'm not mad at the crew about the clip. I gave him like 8 clips. It's my fault. I just get pissed off about things. And I got to a lot of it. A lot of it I didn't get to. But hey, but don't worry. You know what I do? I'll stay up here as long as it takes. I'll probably file 10 reports tonight. And the War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer. You can find the feed at Real Alex Jones. You look for the InfoWars feed. This feed will reloop with Dale Comstock and all the rest of it. That was a really important 2-hour interview with him about where the left's taking us and their plans that are already rolling out for what they're going to call a civil war, but it's really a globalist destabilization campaign. So, and I get Trump really can't say a lot about this because, you know, they'd spent it and the general public isn't awake yet. We've got to do that. That's our job. And that's your job, so I hope you take the Dale Comstock interview. I was so busy I didn't write headlines. The crew did pretty good, but the headlines, I'm going to rewrite them and put them back up because it's got to be hardcore. And again, that's why my frustration is the crew does a great job, is they can't telepathically know what I want, and my brain's just moving so fast, and while I'm on air, I can't be doing all the other stuff I want to do. That's why I'm very thankful to the viewers and listeners for your support making all this possible. And when I tell you something's great, Ira Simos, Shilajit, we got the strongest turmeric concentrate at theallshowstore.com. I'm not lying to you. Try it. Just does great things for everything. And now we have the very best methylene blue ready to ship out to you. Ultra methylene blue, USP, highest grade. That means pharmaceutical grade at theallshowstore.com. And you know, it's going to sell out soon. They'll get more in. But if you want to make sure you can get it a month later, be a subscriber, get a bigger discount, cancel any time. You can subscribe on the products, like the supplements, at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. You get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special sales, special offers. Everybody should be a VIP. Thank you so much for having us do this. You fund this operation. Can't do it without you.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about Atomic Defense. Now, this is one of our amazing products that has kind of flown under the radar since we launched it just a few months ago. Now, I can't make any health claims about any of our products because I'm not a medical doctor. That being said, if I were a medical doctor, I would certainly recommend this product to help fight for your immune system and fight against any oncoming sickness. Now, I can say from a personal anecdotal story or experience that I was starting to get sick earlier this week, started taking this, 2 capsules a day, and I was able to stave off having a cold and having to take any time off of work. But not only are you getting amazing benefits when you get Atomic Defense, things like echinacea, sea moss, cumin powder, bioperin, honey powder. It's got oregano, cinnamon, turmeric, and garlic extract in it, but you're fighting for humanity. You're keeping InfoWars on the air. You're fighting for Alex Jones, and you're fighting for this crew. So please, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get Atomic Defense. If you subscribe for one bottle a month, you get 50% off. It's an absolutely amazing deal, and you're going to experience the benefits to your health. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get Atomic Defense.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.